much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Christmas is a good time. Christmas is a good time on the radio. If you listen to this show.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I've made so many memories over the years, played so many characters, but the one sketch people always ask me about is Pete Shreddy and his famous Shreddy Balls. Now, Shreddy Balls is its own Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor. True story, there is a family organization that is angry about the name because they think it's inappropriate for the grocery store aisle. Well, if you don't like Shreddy Balls, Ben and Jerry's has a new ice cream flavor just for you. It's called Go Fudge Yourself.
And now.
It's worse than segregation. Too far? Sorry.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, the 6th of December.
So Kevin walks in and says,
what? Did I get somewhat lost on my way to work today? Yes, I did.
And then we all say, please hold, please hold.
Please hold.
And we have to wait through the whole intro. What, Kevin?
Look, it happens.
No, it does
it
not.
It happens occasionally.
Now, 20 just, some odd years?
Right.
Okay.
Now, I think K-Rock's only been in that building for about 16.
Okay.
Thank you, B.
All right.
But
great
thank
point.
You. 16 years, I think, this is just me, is long enough that the average person learns the route by heart.
Right. I know it by heart, and most days I do it.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Today, you know, I come down the 405 South, and then I take the 10 East.
Sure.
So today I'm on the 405 South, and I look to my right, and I'm like, you know what? Supposed to be on that freeway. Sure enough. Didn't miss an off-ramp for a street, but a whole freeway off-ramp.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so you're just spacing
yeah.
and missed the 10.
Can't get there from here.
Was
okay.
it a good song?
Yeah, it was a good song.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was My Chemical Romance.
All right. Well,
which I love, right?
Understandable.
So I was paying attention to that.
Okay.
And then it just drove right by the 10. So then I had to put work into ways to make sure that I could get back, like the shortest way to get back.
Where do you get off then if you miss the 10? What's the next best?
You get off at Venice.
Oh, okay.
And then you have to turn around and go back, and then you have to make a U-turn to get back on the 405 North so you can get on the 10 East. Yeah.
Wow.
So that all happened.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Chip.
Yeah,
wow.
Don't ever change, man.
That's,
yeah.
There's no way to live a life, I'll tell you that right now.
That is something.
The only
you've
thing that would have made
that.
It better. The only thing that would have made it better is if you were on zero.
Yeah, true. You've never missed an off ramp? Just not paying attention?
Possibly.
That's what I'd like to hear.
I'm
gonna take that as a yes.
I have
he
too.
Has
okay.
as well.
All yeah. right.
So it's all good.
Yeah, it's totally normal.
Okay,
if it happens again tomorrow, maybe keep it to yourself.
Here we got trouble. Hey, I want to start with a technology story today. I'm sure you guys saw this, but I'm so fascinated with this. You know, I've been doing a deep dive. I told you I'm reading that book right now that's all about how fast technology is moving and how quick, you know, how the size of computer chips is doubling, you know, every 2 years, and things are getting cheaper and things are getting smaller. And the world has changed so much thanks to computers in the last few years. I mean, could you have imagined what you can do with your phone 10 years ago?
No.
Could you
no.
even imagine in a million years that technology would be available?
I couldn't have put it into Waze, I'll tell you that. I would still be driving around looking for my way back.
So I am always amazed with the stuff that people come up with. And you know, like when we started talking, Kevin, you'll recall this. We had conversations back in the early days when 3D printing began. And
sure.
I remember saying at that time, this is going to change everything. And it is. It's unbelievable. They're building houses in it. They're replacing hearts with it. They're doing everything with 3D printing. And it's amazing. And we've just started on that road. Well, here's something that I think is the first look at the future. And this is the new Amazon Go store that opened in Seattle this week. Do you guys read about this?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
I did not.
Allie, you don't love it?
Explain what it is.
Amazon Go, Kevin, is right now just open in downtown Seattle for Amazon employees. That's where they're based. And it's going to be opening to the public in early 2017. And it is a grocery store.
Right.
It looks just like a regular grocery store, a big old grocery store with lots and lots and lots of things on the shelves.
Right.
Except there are no checkout lines. There's no register. You scan your Amazon Go app as you walk into the store. You walk around the store. You pick up whatever you want. You put it in your bag, and you walk out.
How do they know you scanned everything that's in your...
You don't scan everything. When you pick it up off the shelf, it automatically is added to your Amazon Prime. If you change your mind and put it back on the shelf, it takes it away.
Interesting.
You just walk in, load up your bag, and walk out. Well, that's the shopping experience.
Why do you not love that? Because last night I stood in a line in a grocery store that was 12 deep, and there was only one person checking people out. And I was like, why is this so difficult?
Boom.
I really like my Ralph's checkers. they're really nice.
Friends?
Yeah, you get to know them.
But are they your only friends?
A little bit. And
sometimes they're the only people you see all day.
Like, oh, tampons and vodka again, Allie? Yeah, that's sad. I feel like we're moving so far away from actual interpersonal contact, and this is just another way not to actually engage with other human beings. Plus, all those jobs lost, that's a lot of jobs lost.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't like that.
But that's true of any kind of changing technology.
Well, like, change is bad. I think we know that.
Like people always say, should we not have gone with the automobile because it put blacksmiths out of work who made horseshoes?
Well, that sounds racist.
You're just the jobs will be somewhere else. The jobs will be probably write code. People are going to be writing code to find out what the next invention is going to be. That's where the jobs are.
Here's my thing on that. I'm all for interpersonal relationships and actually dealing with human beings.
Right.
I don't really get that from a checker.
And don't need it from a trip to the grocery store.
I mean, honestly, they say, okay, here's your total, and you give it to them. You don't go, hey, what movie did you watch this weekend?
I don't know.
Hey, you want to come over to the house? You never do that with the checker.
Well, in my Ralph's, they wear different football jerseys on Sundays. They get into it. During Christmas, they're wearing Santa hats. Mm-hmm. They are fun. I really like
Maybe
them.
Maybe I need to go to your Ralph's.
Maybe you do. Listen, do I shop a lot with Instacart?
Yes, you do.
Yes, but when I do go to Ralph's, it's great to see my people. The lady at the floral part, how are you? Great looking sunflowers. Who would I say that to?
Well,
right?
I mean, you may have to make some adjustments.
Wow.
I think this technology is amazing. And right now, I mean, obviously it makes sense that Amazon would develop it because they've got the infrastructure for it, and they've got the Amazon Prime and everything, and they know what they're doing when it comes to apps and whatnot.
Sure.
But why wouldn't this be everywhere? Why wouldn't this be the way all stores are?
That would be pretty
at some point
awesome
down the road,
just
right?
To speed up that whole thing.
I like it.
That would be pretty awesome.
I like it a lot.
But you have to have friends outside of Ralph's.
Do I?
Yes.
I mean, I
think you should work on that.
I'll look into it.
Okay.
But
it's a little sad.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I will slit you both open from mouth to anus and wear you like jackets.
Oh, my God.
That's beautiful. Comedian Louis Black will be on the show today.
Oh, I love Louis Black so much.
He's the best.
I was thinking about him, by the way, just briefly, after the election, the election that rocked the world that so many people were surprised by. And I thought, you know what? Lou is a just kind of just let it roll off his back kind of guy.
He's right.
Just take it easy kind of guy.
Sure.
Nope. It probably didn't bother him at all. He just probably woke up and said, well, that happened, and just moved on with his day with a smile on his face. That's the Louis Black I know.
You should meet the one we're going to talk to today.
We know very different ones.
It's a very different one. We're going to talk about a new cafe where – they serve oral.
I'm sorry?
It's about as much as I can say, I think.
Okay. Kids do not love that.
They
Bean.
Will, but that's anticipation.
Oh, in the future?
Yeah, like 10 years from now, they're going to love it.
Ew, they're pretty happy about it.
We've got your tickets for Rogue One as well. It's the IMAX 3D tickets, and you qualify to see the world premiere.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Taint Wars.
No, Star Wars.
We have Bean Makes Us Guess. We have sportscaster Joe Buck in studio.
Oh, I love Joe Buck so much. Joe Buck, got to talk to him about this. Joe Buck's best friend since he was 15 years old is a young man named John Hamm.
Oh, is that from their St. Louis days?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
How did that happen?
From their
How
St. Louis
How did that
days?
Happen? They were in the same city, and they probably interacted with each other?
Well, I think that's pretty neat.
Mm. And we've also got your sold-out tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. This time they're on the floor, and it's both nights.
Wow.
That's coming up at 7:05, and we're going to do that. I might as well announce it now with fan songs.
Oh, come up with your fan song.
Come up with your own song about or a parody of another song about why you need to be at Acoustic Christmas, and that's going to be at 7 o'clock.
I love them.
Yeah. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:53.
Looks like Ralph Garman is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday morning Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ralph.
Hey.
What's up?
You know who's all worried about Kim Kardashian? Who's all concerned about her? Who's following her moves to make sure she's okay and she's out in public again?
No.
Buzz Aldrin?
Buzz. I'm sorry.
Buzz is keeping a close...
Did you just change stories?
Buzz is keeping a close eye on Kim.
Wait, wasn't he just in the North Pole?
South Pole.
Same thing.
Different thing.
Okay.
In fact, about as different as you can get.
All right. Well, Santa lives in the North Pole.
Right.
Okay, good distinction. That's helpful.
Nice geography lesson. In fact, Allie, he is in quarantine.
Oh.
Oh.
In a New Zealand hospital after falling ill with a group of tourists at the South Pole. They all got the same thing.
Oh, no.
Aliens, right? Some sort of alien virus.
I would assume
so. Which mutates you into some sort of silicon-based creature.
I would assume that's true.
Right. So he's got a lot of time on his hands.
Spent a long time looking at Kim Kardashian.
So he posted a picture on his Twitter account, which showed him reading the tabloids and the caption, "Catching up on the world while I'm stuck in quarantine. Apparently Kim Kardashian's out in public again. I'm Buzz."
She blinded me with science.
Silence.
That's really weird.
Right?
Yeah.
And creepy. Old Buzz looking at pictures of Kim.
He's a goddamn American
silence.
Hero.
Silence.
Silence.
Yeah.
Look at the pictures.
Look at her butt. I'm Buzz. That's Buzz. Yeah.
Silence.
Silence. It's the creepiest astronaut
ever.
Really
creepy.
Right? Creepiest astronaut
How
ever.
How old is he now?
He is, it doesn't say
112?
Here, but he's got to be pushing 110.
Yeah.
I think he's around 86, maybe.
Oh.
You wish. You wish he was 86. He's the worst, right?
He's a goddamn
Absolutely.
American hero.
He is 86.
86 years old. Yeah. The figures Bean would know.
Sure.
Oh,
Bean, right?
Bean even his pictures are
exactly.
Creepy.
Creep. I'm Buzz. Remember when he introduced himself to that dancer on Dancing with the Stars?
Yep.
She's like, "Hi there, I'm Jeanette," whoever the hell she was. "Oh, hi, I'm Buzz. You're a real cutie." Didn't he say cutie? A real looker or something
I
creepy.
Don't know.
All right, hang on. I think I got it. It's Ashley.
Of course. I'm Ashley Costa.
And I'm Buzz. When I first met Ashley, I thought, this is a really cute babe. This is going to be a real treat.
Yeah.
That's not cute, old man. That is creepy, old man.
This is a cute babe.
It's a cute babe.
Then he served her some ice cream from his special cart.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Uh-huh. So, just saying.
Hi, this is Buzz.
Hey, Buzz.
And I spell astronaut with two S's.
Get it? Yeah. Let's talk about some real heroes now. Sad news. Van Williams has passed away. Van Williams was the legendary star of The Green Hornet. A wildly popular 60s TV show that introduced America to a gentleman named Bruce Lee as his trusty sidekick, Kato. Van passed away this week at the age of 82. Good man, that Van.
He's been pretty low profile for a long time, Ralph?
Yeah, he got out of show business not too long. He did some work in the 70s and 80s, but then he retired and became a sheriff with the LA County Sheriff's Department.
Seriously?
Worked in law enforcement for many years before he passed away. Yeah. So he was a real crime fighter.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
As well as a fictional one. And Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna apparently are back in the news. They are setting their date for their wedding. And now they have a lot of money to spend on it because the word is they got a big payday for their birth special, their TV birth special that they sold. And now they are ready to wheel and deal to have the cameras rolling at the wedding as well so they can make some more money. What does he need more money for? He's got all that sock money.
Right? With that empire.
With the sock empire. He's got all that rolling in. Why does he need this paltry TV money? They put together a birth TV special of his child's birth.
That is truly disappointing. That's crazy.
Didn't Blac Chyna, she Snapchatted or something during delivery?
No, they did the mannequin challenge.
Oh, that's what it was. Mannequin challenge, yes.
She was in
labor.
In labor. They had everyone in the delivery room do the mannequin challenge so they could get some online presence.
Because there's not enough of that online with the Kardashians.
Sweet Jesus.
And why do people care about Rob? Isn't he too far removed?
Sock empire.
Okay. God, sorry, say, I always forget about the socks.
Come on, man.
How can you forget America's fascination with footwear?
My bad. Sorry.
Thank you.
Get it together.
What's your favorite sock place?
Sock, Sock, Socks.
Yeah.
Down Wilshire. They get all their good stuff.
I go to Socket Tubi, which has just got an outlet in New Orleans now, which is a lot of fun.
But that's so, you know, they have the little niche novelty boutique socks, but, you know, I'm a sock connoisseur. I need a wider selection.
I understand. Yeah, it's really more for specialty.
Today's celebrity birthdays, R.E.M. guitarist Peter Buck. Ugh. Wish we had him on instead of the bad Buck today.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have to stop that.
60 years old today.
Really, just dial that back.
No, don't make him stop
it.
Bring it on, bro. I'll take it on. You have a problem with me, we'll settle it. He doesn't mind. He said so, remember? He loves it.
I wasn't here last time, but I feel like this is going to be a good one.
I'm bringing a razor, I know that much. Bringing a Schick or a Gillette. Really? What's that? Clean that up. Peter Buck, 60 years old today.
Ralph is pointing at his chin.
And Judd Apatow.
See in the studio.
Judd Apatow.
Right.
Judd Apatow.
Mm-hmm.
Producer, writer, director. What hasn't he done successfully?
He's the man who invented Booyah.
Right? Also did that.
True.
He's 49 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'd like to thank Chip for the beginning of that song. A little softer than usual.
No one needed to hear that part of the song, right?
It's okay. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:06.
Hey, it's almost here, you guys. It's this weekend, December 10th and 11th. That's Saturday and Sunday night. This weekend at the Forum. It's the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. We want you to be there with us both nights on the floor. You'll have to earn it this morning, though. We're looking for your fan songs. In a little less than 1 hour from right now, we want you to call us with your fan songs about why you need or want to go to the show, about maybe a band that you're in love with that's playing that night, whatever it is. It could be an original song. It could be a parody. It could be a rap song. I hope it's a rap song.
Sure.
So you can give us a call in a little less than 1 hour from right now with your fan song. Someone will win tickets to both nights. It's the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Tuesday morning. Let's take care of this business, shall we?
Right now, it's time for the Afro Line 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. We were talking about people who have favorite numbers, and Bean said his favorite number was 2,735.
2,735. Oh, I love you.
That's because he didn't know what it means. He wouldn't love it if he did. Wait, what?
Here's a really good question.
How is Bean's wife so charming and funny and is really good at conversation and cracking jokes, and then Bean is Bean? Like, did he murder her family, or does he have something on her, or, like, a tape hidden somewhere that he'll reveal if she ever tries to leave? What? I don't even get it.
Those are all great questions.
Look, I can't tell you how many times I get asked that question. Why?
Because your wife is funnier than you are.
Why is the wrong one of you on the
radio? And she's hot, too.
Right.
What
is
happening?
Okay, I married up. I get it.
Sunshine on Bean's vagina.
Okay.
Makes him creepy.
Hey, guys. So, 5 a.m. Wanted to be in the Zero Club. Ran out of gas. On my way to work, in a shady part of town, ran out of gas. God damn it, Kevin.
Oh, it's your fault.
How is that my fault?
Because
running out of gas is not part of the Zero Club.
Yeah, you kicked out.
Like, I failed.
You're the king of the Zero Club, and you encourage people to take that risk that they might run out of gas.
This all comes from the fact that I make good decisions, and I remember things, and I'm sharp as a tack. And that's what this girl's calling about.
Hi, I'm calling to report a Kevin moment. So I just spent the last about 15 minutes trying to find my pajamas. I went through all my drawers. I went everywhere. I looked in my hamper, trying to figure out where the hell my pajamas are. And then I looked down and realized I really was wearing them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man.
You should get that fire alarm, Bean.
Yeah. How's it going up there,
It's coming
Bean?
From your end.
You okay?
Oh, you think it's on my side?
Oh, it is. I just turned it down. Yep.
Huh.
That's all you.
All right, I'm just going to see what I can do about that.
Okay, good.
Christmas songs that I hate. Mine's a little drummer boy. Come, we found him. Shut the hell up!
We introduce people to Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Hashtag cool Jesus.
She even has a cool hashtag. Yeah.
That's the Christmas song that needs to be written, is Mary, did you know?
Bean, did you know that you're just a dick and no one wants your fruitcake? Bean, did you know that we think that you deserve to fall off the stage? Boom!
That's hurtful, sir.
Kevin, did you know that when you talk, you sound just like a lush? And Garmin, did you know your silly voices would make us laugh so much? Allie, did you know that milk and cheese would give you nasty poo? And Baxter, did you know the Edmund Fitzgerald wreck would end up wrecking you? Happy holidays, mofos.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
That is touching.
I'm not positive why the King of Mexico called the Afro line.
Hmm.
I do know what he's speaking of. The McRib is back.
Oh, geez.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Here we go.
It's pretty good.
What is McRib love?
I don't know what the meat is.
I don't think anyone knows.
It's ribs.
Yep. Hey, Kevin and Bean. It's Dave, the King of Mexico. After a week of searching, I finally found a McRib, and now I'm going to enjoy it with you on the phone.
Oh.
That's barbecue goodness. That was a crunchy onion. Sweet pickle. I'll put the phone down. I'm going to finish this up. All right. Toodles.
Are we all thinking the same thing now?
Nope.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
Oh.
That's barbecue goodness.
Come on. What?
That was a crunchy onion. Sweet pickle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a sweet pickle.
I'll put the phone down. I'm going to finish this up. All right. Toodles.
Smell it. I hate all of you so much.
Better be a good list. That's all I'm saying.
Come on, man. Don't put the pressure on.
Heads will roll.
It's not my list. Heads, I don't come up with the list.
Heads roll.
Look, here's the way this works. It's a subjective category.
Right.
With lots of people who have lots of opinions. It doesn't mean your opinion is wrong. Okay?
Heads will roll.
All it means is you're going to try to guess where it comes on the list that I'm presenting to you.
I see. And you came follow? Up with the list?
I did not come up with the list.
But you chose the list.
I did choose
you
the list.
You selected it. You said you looked at the list and said, yes, this would be a good list for this game that we play on the radio show.
I think so.
Okay,
I
then you so. Bear the responsibility right. of I mean, the list.
So well, you get the credit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you get the backlash.
And heads roll.
And heads roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Bean Makes His Guess.
Bean makes his guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Bean makes his guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes His Guess.
Yes. And just because I don't want to live in an America where we normalize that intro, there's no reason for a penis to be slapped at all
it's
in the
fine.
Intro
Let's
to this
move
game.
On. Well, it depends on the list, doesn't it?
It's not appropriate.
You should tweet about that.
It's a beautiful time of year, you guys. We all are filled with the Christmas cheer, particularly here on this show. I mean, I haven't heard a lot of screaming between employees in the hallway this morning, so I guess everything's going great for the holidays.
No, that happened.
As we speak, actually.
one of the most beautiful times of the year, and Allie, I know you agree with me about this, is all the Christmas movies that are
the best. Who
doesn't love a great Christmas movie? I mean, for some people, it's not the holidays until you see your favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And there are lots and lots of lists of the best Christmas movies of all time, but this particular one comes from MTV.com.
Oh.
All right? This is a viewer poll from MTV.com of the best Christmas movies of all time. So I say that so you know this is going to be a very different list than if it were AMC, for instance, or BET or any other channel. This
right.
is MTV,
so this
okay?
is different. If it was a good list, this is different than that.
This is a good list. It's a good list, but this is a list for MTV viewers, and I want you to bear that in mind as you make your guess. We'll try to establish the top 10 on the MTV.com list of the best Christmas movies of all time. Kevin, you're at the head of the table, my friend. You get the first guess.
Showgirls.
Okay. Now, Christmas movies.
Right.
We're looking for
I
movies.
I watch that every December.
I remember.
At the holidays yeah. is what
remember
we're
Remember she's
for.
Sitting on Santa's lap? Right. Him a dance?
That, I don't know if that, I don't recall that scene, but it's not considered.
All right, I'm going to go with Christmas Vacation.
Ah!
Christmas Vacation
and if that's
is.
Not in the top list, I'm walking out.
All right, again, it's not my list.
Walking out.
Even if shoes on.
Walking out.
Even if it's not in the top 10, doesn't make
walking
me a bad
out.
Person, but it is, in fact, number 8
yes!
on the list.
Nice.
So Kevin gets a point number 8.
MTV, MTV, MTV. You have to give them MTV mindset for this. That's what I have to do. MTV, MTV. A very Kanye Christmas.
I don't believe that's actually been produced yet, no, Ralph, okay. but it would probably be on this list if it
How happens. About, and if this isn't a list, I'm walking out.
All right.
I'm walking out. I'm walking out. I'm walking out.
Okay.
Heads will roll.
A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story is number 10 on the list. An all-time classic. Number 10.
These kids
well,
are
Well, that's
rotten.
All you need to know about this list is that's
but
number 10.
But this is younger people who not right. everybody maybe has fallen in love with that story
it's
that
on
was popular.
24 hours
I know it
every
is.
Christmas.
Yeah. You know, there's well, a lot of bitching for two guys who both already got points in the game, all right?
If this movie is not on the list, I'm
what are you
walking
do,
out. I'm walking out and heads will roll.
Right, walking out and rolling.
Mother effing elf.
Yes. Number 2, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Number 2.
It's a great choice.
Thank
it's
you.
A great
Thank
choice
you.
And a great, great movie. All right, 3 for 3. We're back around to Kevin, please.
Schindler's List.
No,
okay.
I feel like
Kevin, that
what?
Isn't
play along here.
Not
be,
good.
But that's
guess.
A Charlie Brown Christmas.
That's not a movie. We're really just doing Christmas movies here.
It is a movie.
I thought
movie.
It was.
It's a TV
special.
It's a TV special.
Special. What's
All right,
wrong
but it
with
can
you?
Be a movie on TV.
Yeah,
but
it's
not.
I watched it on a
it
big
could
screen.
Be, but it's not. No, you
it's
didn't.
Not.
And it's not.
No,
there's
no
stop
huge
in both
screen.
Of you.
There's no Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. There's no Santa Claus coming to town.
All right, how the Grinch Stole Christmas. That's my guess.
That is number 3, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Well done, Kevin. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
That's an awful film.
Starring Jim Carrey. I
no
think so, too.
On, no business.
I agree with you.
Well, good choice on your list, then.
It's
if you
not my list.
Me.
It's MTV.com's list. All right, 4 for 4. Ralph, can you keep the streak going here?
I'm trying to think. MTV. Die Hard.
Oh, you're Die bringing Hard. Up the controversial
yeah.
Die Hard
yeah,
Christmas movie.
I don't believe, but I'm thinking now. I'm trying to get on the
okay.
list.
Okay, all right.
I don't think they're cool enough.
The good news, think? The good news is Die Hard is on the list. The bad news is, I'm sorry, number 23. So I did not make inside the top 10, but number 23, good guess.
All right,
not a good guess. It's number 23.
Allie McKay.
Bad Mother Effin' Santa.
It should be in the top 10. They have it at number 25.
You can go
kids.
Right to hell.
Which is shocking to me. Shocking to
you
me.
You go right to hell.
Not my
list.
List. All right. You got time to go around one more time?
Sure. Gremlins.
Gremlins, Kevin, is number 20 on the list. I'm sorry. Did not
Bogus.
Make the top 10.
Bogus.
All right. I'm going to think of the worst Christmas movies I can think of. Here you go. A Madea Christmas. There you go. Put that right in your ass.
That is not the Christmas spirit.
Yes, it is.
I think it is.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Allie McKay.
Love Actually.
Love Actually is an outstanding
Come
guess.
On,
it's number 17, I'd say.
Nightmare yeah. Before Christmas.
All right. How many guesses are we taking now?
Zombievers.
All right. What is the...
Fred Claus.
What is the score? Fred Claus came in at number 16, by the way.
Oh,
my God.
Of course it did.
What's the score here, you guys?
Kevin has 2. Ralph has 1. I have 1.
Oh, all right, looks like
yeah.
ladies and gentlemen,
let's just wrap it
like
up.
Kevin
yeah.
is the winner.
Yes.
Here's what's on the MTV.com list of the best Christmas movies of all
if
time.
If these kids went old school with It's a Wonderful Life, I will kill them. No,
that was came guess. In at number 11, by the way. It's a Wonderful Life came in at 11. A Christmas Story is number 10. Number 9, I'm surprised no one said A Nightmare Before Christmas.
I did.
Allie
you
did.
Said
your
how
second.
Many guesses?
It was your second guess.
It was after the game
was
over.
It was second
right?
or third, yeah.
Number 8, I think Kevin came up with Christmas Vacation. Number 7, I think, is the most controversial on the list.
Scrooged.
I can't support it, but it's one of Omar's favorite movies of all time, The Santa Claus 2.
Nope.
Two.
Okay. Santa Claus.
All right.
Rip
up the list. We are done.
I hope you burn. I hope you burst into flames.
Number
for bringing
six
this list into this house.
Number six, you guys, is Home Alone 2.
Leaving
get
right
it
now.
Goodbye.
I agree.
Number five was
you ruined Christmas.
Don't leave.
Number five was the Polar Express. You guys.
All right.
Number
yeah, just go to commercial.
Number four was the Santa Claus, right? Tim Allen. Number three, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Number two, Elf. And the number one best Christmas movie of all time, according to MTV.com, is Home Alone. Home Alone is what the viewers chose. So there you go. This has been Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean sucks. Bean sucks. Bean sucks.
Bean makes us guess, yeah.
This Saturday and Sunday is the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Hell yeah, it is. We want to give away tickets to both nights on the floor for this weekend. We're looking for fans who just are willing to sing about it. We're looking for fan songs in about 15 minutes or so. We'll ask you to call. Allie, seriously, we're doing a radio show.
I
have a little professionalism.
Button and then...
Yeah, but my mic's still on, so he can hear you in the background.
Oh.
Stop
Bean,
it.
Bean seriously gets angry when people cough. It really makes him angry. It's odd.
Because I believe in health. That's why.
Right, sure.
So here's my point. We're looking for fan songs, original songs about why you need to go to the show or one of the bands on the bill that you love or just about the whole experience. Or it can be a parody of a song we already know. It can be a rap song, whatever it is. About 50 minutes, we'll open up the phones and you can call in. The best fan song will win tickets to both nights on the floor coming up here on K-Rock.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
So I don't know what this whole Breitbart thing is about. Fill me in.
Breitbart is a website that has become very popular. It's been around for a number of years, but it's become very popular in the last year with the rise of conservatism in this country. And it's an alternative news site. And they have some very, very clever articles over there, like birth control makes women unattractive and crazy.
Mm. Wow.
Mainstream media strangely silent about Hillary Clinton's health. So as you can see, it's the kind of the national how Donald Trump made it cool to be gay again is an article that they posted. So it's kind of the National Enquirer version of news. And a lot of people say, hey, it's the alt-right. And that is a very popular website that really did a lot to galvanize the conservative movement that got behind Donald Trump and made him the next president of the United States. Now, there are some people who don't like that kind of journalism.
Tell me why they want to take away my Fruit Loops. Oof, that's not okay.
I don't think anyone's trying to take away your Fruit Loops. However, Kellogg's is one of a number of companies that is no longer advertising on the Breitbart News website, along with, I think, Allstate and a bunch of other companies. And Breitbart is fighting back. And they're like, look, this is discriminatory. They ought to advertise. We're very popular. We have millions and millions of readers. They're dummies. And they are asking for us to boycott Kellogg's, to no longer buy from their fine family of cereals. So I think this is a battle that's going to be played out in the supermarket aisle.
They want me to not buy Apple Jacks?
That's what they're saying.
F
don't
you
buy Apple Jacks because Apple Jacks doesn't support Breitbart.
I don't care.
So look, that's just a thumbnail version, and I could have a lot of the facts wrong, but we wanted to get somebody on who is in the trenches, who knows what's going on here. Lewis Cobb is our guest. He's on the line right now from a group called Control Alt Right Delete. Mr. Cobb, thank you for calling. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me.
And you are not affiliated with either Kellogg's or Breitbart. You are coming at this impartially?
We're part of an alt-right group, and what we do is we get together and we organize boycotts against un-American companies like Kellogg's, who are trying to be bigots against Americans, and they are also part of a problem that I can't really put my finger on, but I do not like it. How did I dump Kellogg's?
But aren't they just choosing? I mean, can't any company choose what programs and what networks they want to advertise with?
No, that is un-American.
I think it's the definition.
It's 100% American.
We are the largest conservative media outlet with Breitbart, and it's economic censorship. And so it's un-American for them to not choose to advertise on Breitbart. So I say boycott Kellogg's, which sounds like the same thing, but it isn't. Hashtag dump Kellogg.
Dump Kellogg. All right, so what about guys like my man Kevin here, who's not gonna live in a world without Apple Jacks?
Oh, well, I guess you want to eat bigotry for breakfast then. That's what your breakfast meal is.
Yeah, I like Apple Jacks a lot.
Yeah, Apple Jacks, Apple Cucks, right?
What you did there?
Yeah, I got a box right here. Oh, look at that blow up.
Okay.
Blew up good.
I don't think we need to bring guns into this argument. Come on, Lou.
Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops are the best.
Fruit Poops. Right? Yeah.
Okay. But But just making
dumb Kellogg.
Right, but just making a bad pun about a cereal name doesn't accomplish anything.
Special K, special gay. Yeah.
These aren't great, Lewis.
Cracklin' oat bran.
Right.
Cracklin' Muslim ban. Donald Trump's my president. Corn, Kellogg's cornflakes.
Uh-huh. Right.
More like Kellogg's porn flakes. Right, you pervert?
I'm not a pervert if I enjoy porn flakes. It's just a good cereal.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Kellogg's frosted flakes.
Great.
Kellogg's frosted permit to carry a handgun.
That didn't work.
I'm going to work on that one. Honey Smacks.
Yep.
Yeah, good. Love it.
Honey Smacks you in the face, you little bitch. Right?
No.
No.
No, not right.
Cuck. Corn pops. Uh-huh. Corn pops a cap in your ass.
I feel like you're getting violent for no reason.
Oh. Hashtag dump Kellogg's.
Right.
Oh, Crispix? Mm. How about Brexits? Nah, that doesn't work so well.
That's a bad one.
Rice Krispies?
Rice Krispies, sure. We like those.
White Krispies. Oh. Yes.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
All right, we've been warning you, and now it's finally time to pick up the phone. Give us a call, 1-800-520-1067, with your fan song, why you need the tickets to go to this weekend's K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. Sold out both nights. You get tickets on the floor, a song. It can be original, it can be a parody, it can be a rap, whatever you want about why you want to go, or a band that you love on the bill. Phone lines are wide open. We'll take your calls coming up after the top of the hour. Rob is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
Madonna jumped into the SUV with James Corden for a little carpool karaoke, and you'll be able to see it tomorrow night. They've announced on CBS Late Late Show. There's a little teaser out on the internet right now. You can check it out. And I'll tell you something. She scoffs at the seatbelt law. I got to tell you that much.
Oh, that's
she's a scoffer.
Cool. That's not cool.
She scoffs. They taped it in New York apparently a few weeks ago. So if you want to see Madonna and James Corden do a little carpool karaoke, that's available for your viewing pleasure tomorrow night on CBS. More music news. Justin Bieber was on the Ellen DeGeneres show Monday for his 26th appearance on that show.
Wow.
She's got to be stopped, right?
Wow.
She's an enabler. She's a pusher. That's what she is.
I wonder if he still draws eyeballs to TV like he used to.
I assume he does, or she wouldn't stop having him on.
I bet. He announced his first ever stadium tour.
Okay.
Tour begins August,
I don't get it.
August 5th, 2017 at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. And then, so far, wraps up in Toronto at the Rogers Center on September the 5th. In between, Justin will be playing stadiums in Denver, Minneapolis, East Rutherford, New Jersey, Foxborough, Massachusetts, and others. Here's the thing. This guy was bitching and complaining
right when
people were talking in arenas.
Yeah.
He wanted everyone to shut up and hear his monologue about what his special purpose was.
Yes.
It's like Steve Martin in The Jerk. There's eight people right now who got that joke, but they're laughing hard.
I'm not one of them.
What's he going to do in a stadium?
It doesn't make any sense if he's been so frustrated with the size of his venues to go bigger.
Is he going to tell them to shush? Hey, I'm trying to tell you something, eh? Could you all please stop with the screaming, eh? Okay? Because it's my special purpose. Let's talk about my special purpose, eh?
Yeah, that doesn't work in the Rose Bowl.
Ugh. Right? Ugh. Just right. A big ugh.
Hey, Ralph, has a quick P.S., if
yes.
you don't mind. Speaking
yes,
of the Rose Bowl,
mm-hmm.
8 o'clock this morning, tickets go on sale for the Rose Bowl game for Penn State and USC. $150 if you want to go. 8 o'clock this morning, they go on sale.
$150 ain't bad.
Right?
Your bag of shells.
Sure.
Forbes magazine, as you know, just lists names now. They don't even really have a magazine anymore. It's just a pamphlet. It's just a list. And this week they released their list of highest paid YouTube stars of the past year. We've been taking a look at many people in the entertainment business. For the year 2016, the highest paid YouTube stars.
The Honest Trailers guys.
Not in the top 10.
Oh.
Not even close.
I'm out.
How about Miranda Sings? I love her.
Miranda Sings is in a three-way tie at the bottom of the list, along with comedian Colleen Ballinger and Rhett and Link. the internet comedians. They each $5 million each this year from YouTube.
Is that right?
You heard me.
Wow.
That's
that
right.
Peachy pie, poopy pie, PewDiePie.
PewDiePie, I think, is who you're talking about, Allie. PewDiePie, who enjoys playing video games on YouTube while people watch him play video games and have a running commentary.
Right.
Well, that's a skill. That's a sure. That's a talent. That's a gift. That's what puts him at number one on the list with $15 million that he made this year.
Wow!
Holy crap.
He does what again?
I know that those are huge.
He plays video games.
And that's his job?
Yes.
Yes.
15.
Well, he also talks about them while he plays them.
15 million.
You can see him in the corner, and he's doing commentary, and then you can see the game.
Right.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
But he's PewDiePie.
Poopy pie.
He's not poopy pie.
Peachy pie.
He's not peachy pie. It's PewDiePie. $15
million. $15
million. Yeah. Prank video experts extraordinaire, Roman Atwood. He was second on the list with $8 million. He does pranks.
He's making $8 million a year.
Rapper, comedian, dancer Lily Singh, $7.5 million at number three. Comedy duo Smosh, the Smoshers, $7 million at number four. Then Rosanna Panzino, who does a geek-themed baking series called Nerdy Nummies.
Come on. I'm in. I mean, no, that's
she
awful.
She made $6 million this year. Tyler Oakley.
Oh, sure, Tyler.
To the best of my the ability to discern, what he does is he just vlogs. He just talks into the camera. He made $6 million. German Garmedia. Garmendia, rather. You know German. You've seen him. He's a comedian. He's Chilean. He's a comedian, singer, musician. $5.5 million.
You're just saying words.
No, it's true.
I had no idea that these people were making this much money.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's insane.
Mark Fishbach. He does commentary for horror and action video games. He also made $5.5 million. So there's your YouTubers who are making bank on the YouTube.
So these YouTubers are making more than the biggest stars of television.
No. But they're up there. They're similar.
They're up there.
They're
making more than most people on TV.
They're comparable.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. R.E.M. guitarist Peter Buck turned 60 years old today. And producer, writer, actor, comedian, director, Judd Apatow celebrates his 49th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
One of the bands you'll be able to see Sunday night at the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. That is The Head and the Heart and All We Ever Knew.
I love them so much, by the way. Can't wait to see them. They're playing night number two. We got a great lineup both nights, sold out this weekend. We want you to win tickets on the floor with a game that we like to call Acoustic Fan Songs.
Acoustic Fan Songs. Acoustic Fan Songs. Acoustic Fan Songs is on. Christmas show. Acoustic Fan Songs. Acoustic Fan Songs. Acoustic Fan Songs is on. Christmas show. Acoustic Fan Songs.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Omar.
Acoustic Fan Songs. Acoustic
got it. That's what it's called.
Christmas show.
Okay, thank you. Now, we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. It can be an original song. It can be a parody, a cover of another song that you know and love. It can be a rap. It can be, I don't know. I mean, we're really leaving it up for interpretation. We're looking for passion here, right?
That's right.
That's what we want. Okay,
thank you. Now, if there's no runaway winner that we all love, I think we'll probably just do a drawing and somebody wins tickets on the floor to both nights. Cool?
Agreed.
All right. Why don't we start with Jose? He's in East L.A. He's on line one. Up first.
Hey, Jose.
Hey, good morning, guys.
We're doing
Acoustic Fan Songs is on.
Christmas right. Show.
What are you going to be doing for us, Jose?
First of all, I am a horrible singer. I think I'm worse than the King of Mexico.
Oh, that's not possible, but continue.
I'm gonna sing a little bit of Phanograms. You Don't Get Me High Anymore. I just put some lyrics together.
Okay.
Hopefully, you know, I get the ticket.
Here we go. Here's Jose.
You guys ready?
Yep.
Here we go. All right. Here we go. I don't want to stay at home while everyone's at acoustic. I want to wake up drunk in the back of my car saying, what the hell happened? Drink it up, yeah. It's going to be so much fun. Hopefully Bean doesn't fall off stage one more time. Kevin and Bean, you guys are so rad.
I'm begging you to get me high at acoustic. I called that last week, but ended up...
Jose, how is it possible you haven't had one rhyme this whole time?
Hey, man, it's free form.
All right, you hold on.
Thank you, Jose. I enjoyed that, by the way. If we're going by entertainment value, I enjoyed that. All right, let's try George Downey up next, line four on the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's see what he's got in mind to try to win these tickets for both nights on the floor.
Hey, George.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin and Bean?
Acoustic band songs is on.
Christmas song.
All right, so here we go. Kevin and Bean, listen to me. I'm going to go ahead and tell you this little rap song. Oh, Blank 182 and Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World, AFI, M83, X Passengers, yo. I'm going to go ahead. Sorry, group, love. The strum bell is low. Night one, I want to go. Kusa Christmas, please bless me with these tickets. Oh.
All right.
George, you're a white guy?
No.
Really?
No.
Could have fooled me. All right, hold on. You're in the drawing. Let's try Janelle, line six in Anaheim, please. Let's find out what she's got going on.
Hey, Janelle.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. What song are you going to do?
I got a Green Day song for you.
Okay.
Who has got the time to listen to me whine about how hard it is to win tickets from K-Rock? Third time on Kevin and Bean, I try to catch lightning in a bottle. I submitted my playlist at nine and signed up online. I chased the promo team and I played the Wheel of Celebrities. I listened to Ralph Lauren and do Weird Animal Sounds.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, it sounded like there was going to be more, but yeah.
Right.
That was good.
Sort of anticlimactic at the end, but good.
Wow. Janelle has really been putting in the work to try to get these tickets.
Or she's done everything.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Hold on. Now, do we let that color our vote or no? Or are we just basing it strictly on the
song? I think we said we're basing it on the song, so we have to base it on the song.
All right. Let's go to Redondo Beach, please, line eight. Let's welcome David to the Kevin and Bean Show up next.
Hey, David.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Acoustic band songs is on.
Christmas show.
What do you have planned for us here this morning, David?
I got a song that I just wrote in Starbucks right now.
Okay.
All right.
You guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. All I want is an almost acoustic Christmas. To party with the strong bellas would be the bestest. Weezer, Beck, M83, hey. I'd rather hear you than get laid, yay, yay. Oh. Kevin and Bean, won't you spread some holiday cheer and make the straight guy really, really queer?
Strong finish, David.
Okay.
I bet they loved sitting next to you at Starbucks as you were rehearsing that. All right, hang on.
Right now.
Oh, you're still there. Okay, good.
Very nice. Thank you so much. All right, let's try Adrian, please, line five, I want to say. Adrian is in Santa Ana this morning.
Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, how are you?
We are good.
Awesome.
Acoustic band songs is on.
Christmas show.
I am going to sing one of those. I'm going to sing a parody of Jonas from Weezer.
Okay.
Oh,
good choice. There's Adrian.
All right, here I go. My name is Adrian. I'm singing on the radio. Thanks for Rodney for making fun of me. Go sit next to me on acoustic Christmas. We will drink some beer and we're going to get drunk.
Okay, you made that up as you were singing it, right?
Yeah. I made it up as I was
calling. Okay.
All right.
You hold on.
How about one more?
Wait, does Adrian have to go in the drawing?
He does. How about John in La Habra, line three, please? How about him as our final contestant here?
Hey, John.
Hey, party people.
We are doing
acoustic band songs is on.
Christmas.
All right, I'm going to go Scott Weiland, Plush.
Okay. All right.
All right, you ready, guys?
Yes.
Kevin and Bean, you gotta let me go to acoustics. I wanna see Weezer and AFI, so let me go to acoustics. I promise you guys I won't get too drunk. I'm lying, I will drink again to Green Day. You gotta let me go, please, now. Ooh, Ally McKay, hey, better be there. I'll see you guys at Almost Acoustic. Please let me go.
All right.
I love it, fun.
Okay, all right.
He's got a good voice.
Nice tribute to the late Scott Weiland putting in all the lyrics about how you're going to get super drunk, too. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Do you guys have a clear-cut runaway favorite, or are we doing a drawing here? Because I loved Jose. I also love Janelle, though.
I feel like Janelle put in the work in the song as well.
I wouldn't be mad at Janelle. What do you think there, Kevin?
I feel like Janelle as well.
Yeah. Let's go back to Janelle, please. Line 6, give her the good news.
All right. Janelle, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tickets on the floor for Saturday night. Tickets on the floor for Sunday night as well.
Oh, so worth it.
Be sure to come say hi to us when we see you there, okay?
Oh, yes, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for playing the game. Acoustic Fan Songs is on.
Christmas show. A couple of months ago, we had legendary sports announcer Joe Buck in studio talking about his show on the Audience Network, and he said, hey, I got a book coming out, and we said, please come back, and he said, I will, and I thought, well, that's the last we'll ever see a Buck, but sure enough,
that's
ladies
the way it
and
works.
Gentlemen, here he is,
Joe Buck. I didn't think the offer would come, so thank you. It kind of validates my first visit.
The book is called Lucky Bastard, My Life, My Dad, and the Things I'm Not Allowed to Say on TV, and it is just out now wherever books are sold. The reaction, by the way, has been very positive to this book, Joe, and I know that you're a self-deprecating kind of guy, but, I mean, that must make you feel pretty good to say that people are going, yeah, I like it.
No, I'm not going to pretend it doesn't, and there's a lot in there about my relationship with my dad and the death of my dad and kind of his time in intensive care, and then obviously my career and the whole hair plug thing. And you know, I shouldn't assume that you know what that is, but I
would like you to describe the hair plug thing, okay? Because that's a fascinating story.
Yeah, I kind of got hooked on getting hair restoration, whatever the hell it is,
right?
And I went in, and I the first six of them over a course of I would say 8 or 9 years, I did it locally, which is like akin to torture. Where
I can't imagine the pain.
It's so bad.
What does that mean, though?
It means you're
didn't
feeling.
Got put under.
I didn't get put under, so it was a local. So they're putting needles in the back of your head to numb it up.
Oh, that's bad.
And I can only tell you the noise that a needle makes inside your head.
Geez.
And you can actually hear the Novocaine coming out of the head of the needle inside your head.
Okay, so that happened once. Why did it happen
second
time?
No, that happened six times.
Why did it happen the second
time? Okay, good point.
why didn't you go in and say, not doing that again?
Most people learn from torture and don't go back. I know. I signed up for it six times. I guess vanity would be the answer to that.
Now, let me stop you right there, Joe, because I was wondering about this. In 2016... Is it just vanity, or was there some pressure on you because you were the public face of the network to have a certain look? Or did anyone ever come to you and say,
yes,
dude, you got to get some hair?
Yes.
Really?
At one point, my boss came up to me and said, if you keep – I'm doing an Australian accent, so I'm outing who he is. But he said, if you keep losing hair, I'm going to have to get rid of you.
That's you, Rupert.
That's insane.
It wasn't Rupert. Oh. It wasn't Rupert. Doesn't even know I work at Fox. So let's.
Okay.
It's not him. So
that was said for reals or as a joke?
I think it was kind of tongue in cheek. But I think anytime you have that said to you, there's that voice that goes, "You better get some flipping hair."
I feel like if you're on TV, that seems to just be a given.
That's ridiculous. Yes or no? That's insane, though. You hire the best person for the job, the person who's best
prepared. Are you new to how television works, Bean?
All right, so Bradshaw, he's grandfathered in. He's allowed to have no hair because of all the Super Bowls.
I mean, that's part of his
act. Straight crazy, so he can get away with it.
And that, you know, yes. And we would be nowhere without Terry and his bald head. But for me, look, I have a huge head. It's massive. I need some cover. I did America a favor by putting some hair on this head.
Right.
So anyway, by the eighth and final time I had it, I went under, and they put the tube down your throat. It didn't have to be for hair surgery. It could have been for a knee or a hip or whatever. And the tube they put down my throat sat on the nerve.
Oh, no.
It fires my left vocal cord. Wow. So I came out like this. And I had one vocal cord that worked, and the other one was laying there. And what happens is when you have an open airway, you can't keep your breath. So I did 9 months broadcasting that way.
Really?
Thinking my career was over, going into depression, going through divorce at the time, dealing with my daughters and all that. And it was that's what made me write a book at the age of 37.
Now, how much work is writing a book?
It was a fun process because I brought in a guy, Michael Rosenberg, from Sports Illustrated. And after I wrote the first chunk, which involved the hair and losing the voice and divorce and all that,
He then came and sat in my house and interviewed me like he did for Sports Illustrated years ago. And when he did that and I read the piece, I thought, this guy gets me, right, and I'm going to bring him in. I had sent him the part of my book. He said, you really have something here. I think this could be a great book. And he just said, rewrite it, and then
we're all good.
Let's tighten it up. Yeah, exactly. Take what I have and throw it away, and let's start over. But he would interview me, and he would just send the tape to a transcriber, and my words just came out on the page. It was kind of crazy the way the whole process
went. That's cool. The book is out now, as I mentioned. It's available everywhere books are sold. Lucky Bastard, My Life, My Dad, and the Things I'm Not Allowed to Say on TV. That seems to be a theme in the book, is that you do consider yourself a very lucky person, Joe.
I mean, I'm my dad's son. I'm as much my mom's son. I am a bastard, by the way. My dad was married with six kids when he met my mom.
Okay.
And doing the math,
So literal bastard.
Yeah.
Okay.
My parents were married for like 17 minutes before I was born.
Okay.
But, you know, part of the book is dealing with the other kids and dropping off my... I used to go with my dad to drop off the alimony check at 5 years old.
Walking
into a house filled with other kids who hated me for good reason.
Because their father left them
for
your mom.
And I'm looking at these kids like, why do these people want to see me dead?
Why did your dad send you in with the check?
I think I was the peacemaker. I think he knew that if I, you know, little chubby Joey walked in with the check taped to his forehead. Now, he was there.
Taped to his forehead.
Yeah, that there would be no pots or pans being thrown.
So that's so sad.
I know. I look back, I'm like, why in the hell did he make me
go? Pots and pans being thrown is horrible, but so is making your 5-year old walk into that.
Yeah.
To a house that everybody hates.
That bastard.
But your dad pretty much took you everywhere, right? I mean, I feel like you kind of grew up on your dad's knee, if he was in a bar or if he was in the booth.
Yeah, until I got Husky. And I used to shop in the Husky section. And the whole...
Describe Husky for us, would you?
Husky is like the walk of shame. It's when you're 10 and you want to buy jeans. And they're like, young man, we don't have your size in this section, but over there... there's a spot where you can actually buy some jeans that will fit your fat ass.
How long were you Husky?
Till I was about 27,
oh,
26.
Wow. You get 16 the time.
Years?
Oh, yeah. I was a fat kid. If I ate like I wanted to eat, I'm programmed to weigh 310.
That's dedication to
that
fat.
Is. Right there.
Yeah, no, I mean, you got to work to be fat.
Right. I mean,
you
got to
maintain a caloric limit and hit
it
every day.
There has to be a voice inside saying, stop it.
You
got to
eat.
No,
well,
but then
there's a voice that says...
That's louder.
There's a guy in my book who told me two things. We went to lunch, and he's my confidant. And he said, I'm going to tell you two things. You can punch me in the face if you want to. But one, you need to lose 25 pounds. It's like, okay. Not going to punch you for that.
And that was TV advice he was giving you?
It was TV.
Okay.
He said nobody on TV wants to look at a fat guy.
Okay.
Two, you need to look into hair plugs. And I said, well, I've already gotten two rounds of it. I went to Joe Torre for hair plug advice, which is like going to Lenny Dykstra for, you know, financial planning. But I went. I had already been there. And then I continued it on. And so, you know, irony of all ironies, I go in to fix my stupid head and my hair, and I come out unable to talk.
Your voice stops working. Wow.
Are you done with the hair nonsense now, Joe?
Yeah, but I would probably do it again under local anesthetic and go through that again. But here's the thing.
That's the part you hated the most.
It's awful, but okay. If I got to keep up with the receding troops here. I got to keep it up. Once you dive in, you've seen the people who've had hair plug surgery who got it once and it looked like the doctor left mid operation.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Yeah,
it's not ideal.
Like, wow, that hair's coming out of nowhere.
in the history of hair plugs, and toupees and everything else, doesn't Elton John have the craziest patchwork? If you look back on photos year to year, his hair and Shatner too, by the way, those two have been everywhere. They've all kinds of different hair throughout the year.
You're going to think I'm nuts, but Bean, I look at that stuff online all the time.
Wow,
I track.
Joe.
But
because you're afraid it might happen?
No, because I think anybody, and there are people listening to the show right now who are losing their hair or have lost their hair or strap on a toupee or whatever they do, that know what I'm talking about. When you've gone through hair loss, I check out everybody's hairline when I walk into a room. And
this makes me really sad, Joe. This makes me really, really sad.
I'm not saying I'm perfect.
It makes me wonder what you think about us.
No, it's the least interesting thing about you.
I think you're doing great.
You know what I mean?
I think you're fine. You're good enough, Kevin.
Thank you. You're strong enough.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you one early years question before we have to take a break and come back with part two. And that is, you and John Hamm have been friends since when?
Since high school, like middle school.
Was it just because you guys were classmates? You just coincidentally?
No, we weren't even classmates. My best friend in high school, his little sister dated John Hamm in high school.
She's so lucky.
In early high school, but it gets better because I was around John. John lost his parents really early, so he kind of grew up in that house. So whenever I'd come
see
him.
Was that your dad's fault too, by the way?
It was.
Losing his parents?
Yeah, it was. And wait till John's book comes out. Lucky bastard also. So then this same friend who kind of introduced me roundabout way to John goes to KU, and his college roommate is Paul Rudd. So Rudd also dated my friend's sister later.
How hot is she?
She's pretty hot. She was in 24. She's in the Twilight movies.
Okay.
Her name is Sarah Clark. And so you talk about a good casting agent.
No kidding.
So when you're friends with John Hamm, is he at 15, is he everything he is today? I mean, was he already?
No, he was in a way. You always knew he was, you know, even though he's a year or two younger than I am, you always knew. I wanted to punch him just because he had everything. He had
everything.
The looks. He was smart. He's really smart. He's really funny.
So funny.
And he's got a memory. He and my sister are really good friends. They used to drive together back to Columbia when he was going to Missouri. And my sister was going there then. And he remembers. He's one of those people that remembers what outfit he was wearing to the concert on the date with the person.
He's the exact opposite me in every single way possible.
Did you know, Joe, that he would end up being a star at something?
I was shocked that of the two of them, Rudd just took off, and God love him. Paul Rudd is the nicest person
of all time.
Yeah,
he seems like
it. And I mean, that's legitimately that guy. That's how nice he is. And he's not changed one bit. But he's going nuts, and Hamm is over here struggling.
But that's because Hamm's a dick, right?
Yeah, Hamm's a total dick.
Oh, he's not.
No, he's not. Actually, he did a book event with me in St. Louis. We had 1,000 people there.
Wow.
And he sat there next to me and signed an autograph on my book next to my, and that's, people went nuts for it.
Yeah.
I'm no idiot. If I'm going to do a book event, bring John Hamm back to St. Louis.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
All right, the book is called Lucky Bastard, My Life, My Dad, and the Things I'm Not Allowed to Say on TV. So many more questions for the great Joe Buck in studio with us right now on the Kevin O'Bean Show. Quick break. We'll be right back on K-Rock. We're delighted that our friend Joe Buck is back in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show, author of the new best-selling book. And by the way, if you go to Amazon right now, it'll say bestseller right over the title, Lucky Bastard.
Hell yeah.
So it's out there. Joe, you've called 19 World Series now? 19
yes.
World Series?
Yes.
And in cities like Boston and most recently Chicago, where yours
they
was
kill
the,
me.
No. Yours was the voice, though, that they had been waiting for so long to hear say, this team is now the world champion. I would imagine you go to Boston and Chicago now, you never have to buy another beer.
Well, you would think, but it just doesn't work that way.
Really?
Because when you're the national voice, like during the NLCS, I'm doing the Cubs-Dodgers, and obviously a million Dodger fans are listening right now. So going into Game 6 at Wrigley, I had the audacity, according to Cubs fans, to talk too much about how great Clayton Kershaw is. So even though they won this thrilling game, Game 6, and they're going to the World Series for the first time since 1945, at least in my category, the next day it was, how about this jerk on TV talking so much about Clayton Kershaw?
I feel like sports fans are worse that way than any other type of fan.
It's unbelievable.
I really do.
And, you know, and I get it because Dodger fans, you want to hear Vin or you want to hear Charlie. You want to hear their guys do it, and the Cub fans the same. I show up and I'm going.
So no one likes
no
you.
No one likes you. Sucks.
That's not ideal.
It's not ideal at all.
I know they're not your team. You're a Cardinals fan, but
Mm-mm. He's a Cardinals homer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go to bed in my Cardinal PJs every night.
I don't
have my helmet car. Yeah.
But is there, as a man who grew as a little boy who grew up loving the sport of baseball, how big a thrill is it to be able to call the Cubs winning the World Series for the first time in almost as long as most people have been alive?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. They hadn't been there since 1945. They hadn't won it since before the Titanic went down. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it was the highlight of my career. And I have no problem saying that. It doesn't take away from the Red Sox. Yes, I'm from St. Louis. Yeah, I know. But to be able to – that's so much history in that, and how many generations of not just fans but players had come and gone and had never been there, let alone won it. And
now all Cubs fans – are required to say the last time we won the World Series, Obama was president. That's the only narrative now.
That's right.
That's it.
Their shtick is over.
You lose the 1904.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Right? They need a whole
It's
new
over.
Thing. Right.
It's like the curse of the Bambino. Bye-bye. You won, and now you got this thing.
Now you
done.
Don't have a story.
Yeah. You're not so lovable anymore.
You talk about your road to the national broadcasts in the book, Joe, and some of the things that you called play-by-play for before you even got to baseball and football amaze me. You've done a lot of golf, right?
Yeah.
You did motorsports?
I did. Well, if you count Robbie Knievel jumping over limousines in Vegas.
Okay. Yes, we do. All right. We count that. All right.
It involves a motor.
Were you, in fact, the man on the mic for bass fishing?
I was.
Point?
Live bass fishing television.
How
Three things that should never be in the same sentence.
Correct. How tough is that
it
gig,
It was
Joe?
A joke. I don't know anything about fishing at all. I'm not an outdoorsman. I know that's going to shock you. But when I was going into that weekend, the guy from USA Today, Rudy Martsky, said, what qualifies you to broadcast this on national TV? And I said, well, I had a fish tank in college, and he printed it, and it was true. I knew nothing, and I was talking about – when the grand payoff in this event – is a way off. Like, hey,
yeah,
his bass is 6.2, and this guy's bass is 6. Johnny wins because his bass is bigger.
Did you have to do the walk of shame back home every time after doing that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, were you just like, my career?
What am I doing?
Now, you were doing bass fishing before the rise of social
before
media.
Before it was cool.
So you probably
Thank
didn't get,
God.
So you probably didn't hear from all the people, but do you suppose there were people on the other side of the TV who were just screaming at you because of the way you were calling
No, I think they were asleep.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, no, it was terrible.
When I go home during the day, occasionally I'll catch up on TV that I have missed before, and I'll see bass fishing, and I have to watch it for 4 or 5 minutes because I can't believe it's on TV.
But this was live.
That's
those
insane.
Shows are taped.
Those are terrible.
We can edit that people actually catching fish. Nobody caught a thing for an hour and a half. Nobody told the fish they were supposed to bite between 4:30 and 6 Eastern that day.
Well, it prepared you for the speed of baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
How dare you?
Kevin.
I'm not a huge fan of baseball. I should put that out there. But yeah,
it's slow.
Right. That's my point. That's my point.
Yeah, I got to do voiceover for King of the Hill it was Family Guy. And that was the gist of it, where I'm the announcer guy, and I'm like, and Rodriguez steps off the mound again, virtually assuring my kids will never see me. it is slow. It's something needs to be done.
Yeah.
Fast.
Joe, how tough was it? We got to talk about football for a couple minutes before you leave here. How tough was it when you made that transition? Because you'd been doing baseball, and then you got the opportunity to do football, right? And you really didn't know a lot about football when you got the call, right?
No, I came out here to L.A., and I sat in a studio, and they wheeled a TV in, and I was 24 at the time, about to be 25, and I had practiced with my dad during spring training, and they said, here's all the information, put on a headset and call the game like you're calling an NFL game. And if that 20 minutes went poorly, no matter who my dad is, despite popular belief, I would not have been hired. If they didn't know my dad anything, and I walked out of there, and they said, we're going to hire you. You need to find an agent. And the guy I did it with, who auditioned, didn't get that conversation.
Oh.
So
did he call you and go, hey, what do you think?
Yeah, he did. We went to breakfast after that, and he's like, man, I hope they're going to hire us. I'm like, yeah, me too. We went to Denny's, though. That's how we were living back then.
I support that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, football is a pretty tough game with a lot of rules and a lot of detail that you got to keep straight.
And there was no Mike Pereira back then.
Yeah, right. You didn't have a guy to go to.
So, and then eventually Troy Aikman and Chris Collinsworth and me, we took over for Pat Summerall and John Madden, which was way more intimidating than going to work for my dad or with my dad.
Right.
It's like, man, what have I gotten into? Then you're going to do a Super Bowl, and you're, you know, you wonder if you can handle stuff like
Amazing.
That.
Amazing.
As a guy that's in the thick of it, you got to know what they're talking about, ratings being down.
Yeah.
Is it because there's too much? You've got Sunday, you've got Monday, you've got Thursday. Do we get rid of Thursday? Or is it because the rules have made it less fun to watch?
I think it's I honestly believe it's both of those things. Mm-hmm. And I think this year, the election. I mean, I watched more, you know, I scream fights on CNN or Fox News or whatever before I went to bed than I ever have.
Right.
So it affected my viewing. But yeah, there's too many options, too many days of the week. They're never going to give back Thursdays. It's just it's another revenue stream. But the owners are not going to give that money back. But the early Sunday morning starts with games in London.
Right.
That start, especially out here.
Yeah, 6:30 a.m. great for football.
6 in the morning. Yeah, who's going to get up?
Not me.
And you've got major teams. The Rams played there. You know, Bainger Markets, the Giants played there. The Redskins played there. That's taking big ratings numbers out of the pie.
Yeah.
And you're left with less. So they're going to have to do away with that early morning stuff. But they're not going to give away Thursdays.
There's been a lot of talk about that. There's been a lot of talk about giving away Thursdays, but you're saying no.
Gail came out and said it just will not happen. But I do agree with you that there are so many rules, and it's become so like litigious with these. And
it's deciphering. It's not fun anymore.
And there's a flag on every play.
Yeah, you need Nancy Grace like broadcasting.
That's the last thing.
Yeah, we don't need her.
We do not need Nancy Grace. That's a terrible
suggestion.
Well,
I'm willing to abdicate to Nancy Grace.
No, thank you.
No. All right.
Well, I am super, super sad to be the bad man to look at the clock and go, we're out of time.
Wait, what's the story?
Let me run the story
by here's the story.
By Joe, real quick.
These two have met before. That's the setup.
We talked at some point, I don't even remember where, but you were calling the World Series, and it was in San Francisco.
Okay.
And I said, hey, I'm going to be in San Francisco. I think we were broadcasting there. So I don't know. So I went up to San Francisco. You gave me your phone number, and I gave you mine. And we went up to San Francisco, and you were calling the World Series. And I thought, to be funny, I don't know, it was inning 5 or 6. I texted you, hey, what are you doing?
Right.
Because I thought that would be funny. And then you had said, oh, yeah, we'll get together later and we'll go out and have drinks or something. I was like, okay, cool. Never heard from you again.
Oh, really?
Never again.
But I usually
so
like that.
So I thought
that.
You didn't find that funny.
No.
That was my interpretation.
Like, who the hell is this? Had I known it was you.
Hey, what are you doing? I thought, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Send.
I would have gotten back to you for sure. I hate that I didn't.
I think you did the right thing.
But the answer
like
that,
the right
in that situation, Joe, is always you type back, new phone, who dis? That's how you handle it.
So. You're right.
All right. The book is outstanding, you guys. It's really, really, really interesting.
Get
what a life
please.
You have. The first half of your life has been very interesting. Joe,
I
want
to sell more books than Al Michaels, and I'm not there. And I think this has got a lot of heart in it, this book. So
all right.
Come on.
People. Lucky bastard. My life, my dad, and the things I'm not
pitch?
Allowed to say.
Come on, people. I'll keep Nancy Grace out of the booth.
Okay, good.
Joe, thanks for coming by, man.
All right, guys. Thank
it
you.
Is 7:53.
That was fun, you guys. I enjoy Joe Buck.
Same.
You love him.
Lewis Black joins us later this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And keep listening for your tickets on the floor for both nights of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. It's happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at the Forum. You can win those tickets in about an hour from right now. Ralph is here now. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday. Good morning, Ralph.
Bean, you got a little something there. Just wipe your chin right there. You're good.
He does love him.
Hey, we love Jimmy Kimmel so much.
Right?
By the way, thanks for reaching out, Jimmy, regarding our announcement. About you hosting the Oscars yesterday, I apologized to you privately after the fact, and glad you found some humor in it. I apologize for the behavior of some of my classmates here.
Because we made it better?
In the kindergarten.
Did we make it better?
It depends, I guess, on your perspective.
Define better?
Yeah, but who's making that choice?
Well, we made a five-second announcement last 8 minutes, if that happened.
But Jimmy is hosting the Oscars, and well-deserved. And they're lucky to have him, in my opinion. And the news just keeps getting bigger and bigger for Jimmy.
Huh.
Just found out he's going to be a dad again.
How about that?
Yeah, Jimmy announced on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night that he and his lovely wife, Molly, are expecting their second child.
Aw.
So that's great. He's going to host the Oscars, and he's going to have another baby. So congratulations to Jim. Speaking of awards... This morning, the Grammy nominations were released.
Yay!
Nominations for the 59th Annual Grammy Awards were announced this morning. And the kids love the Grammys. You know?
They really do.
They love them.
It's the talk of the playground.
Well,
really.
all the kids watch is CBS.
It's true.
It's true.
Here are the biggest nominations. The general field, as it's called. Album of the Year.
Nickelback.
They didn't make the cut, Kevin. Look, I'm as disappointed as you are. But Adele's 25.
Sure.
No surprise here. Beyonce's Lemonade.
Sure.
Justin Bieber's Purpose.
Okay.
Drake's Views.
Sure.
And, of course, Sturgill Simpson's A Sailor Guide to Earth.
It's real good.
Record of the Year. Hello by Adele. Formation from Beyonce. 7 Years by Lucas Graham. Work from Rihanna. And Stressed Out by 21 Pilots.
All right.
Hey, there's a K-Rock artist on the list.
Two,
yeah.
Yeah.
Lucas Graham, too.
Yeah. But 21 Pilots, man.
Come on. Look.
You come on.
Look, that song, 7 Years, wasn't for everybody, but we loved those little Lucas Graham kids when they came in.
How delightful were they when they were here?
And remember, Allie wanted to do it with their guitarist.
I think it was the bass player.
Oh, was it the bass player?
Yeah.
Her vagina notwithstanding, I don't think that song was for me.
Well, maybe not. That's all right.
But at least it went on and on and on, and it was repetitive, so it had that going for it.
I mean, he did walk us through every minute of his 65-year life.
He did. And he's 12, so that helps. That helped lend some veracity, I think, to the artistic experience. Song of the Year, Formation. Hello, I took a pill in Ibiza from Mike Posner. Love Yourself from Bieber. And
7 Years. Just say it. Just 7 Years.
Seven years. Yes. Best new artist or Arctic. The South Pole. Kelsea Ballerina. Chainsmokers. New artist? They've been around forever.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They sort of broke through in a bigger way.
Last name on the list. Just get to the last name.
Chance the Rapper. Maren Morris. And Anderson .Paak.
Anderson .Paak.
That's yes. Allie's boyfriend.
Okay.
He's going to win. Get Malibu. It's an amazing album. I love him.
Pop Field. The best vocal pop album. Adele is 25 Purpose. Justin Bieber. Ariana Grande. Dangerous Woman. Confident. Demi Lovato. And This Is Acting from Sia. Rock album. California. Blink 182. Mother effers.
There you go.
Tell Me I'm Pretty from Cage the Elephant.
Nice.
Magma from Gojira. Hey!
Heavy metal.
Death of a Bachelor, Panic at the Disco. And right. Weezer by Weezer.
All right. That's a great category right there.
Good batch.
Yeah.
And then the alternative music album field is odd, strange, interesting. 22 A Million by Bon Iver. Mm-hmm. Black Star by David Bowie. The Hope 6 Demolition Project, PJ Harvey. Post-Pop Depression, Iggy Pop, and A Moon-Shaped Pool by Radiohead. Interesting batch, that.
Yeah.
Bowie's got to win.
Is this going to be a Beyonce and an Adele sort of sweep of pretty much everything?
Yes, it will be, mm-hmm. Kevin. You have a problem with that?
No.
I'm fine with that.
No, I like it.
Don't we sick the beehive on you?
I said I like it.
And the Dell computers.
I don't think
whatever her fan base is called.
And if I remember correctly, Ralph, it's James Corden now who's hosting the Grammys.
It is. Texas, right? Yes. James Corden.
You going to miss Licky?
I'm not going to miss Licky.
You'll be able to watch all of the fun live from the Staples Center here in Los Angeles on Sunday, February 12th is when it'll air live on CBS Network. So there you go. Enjoy. Today's celebrity birthdays. R.E.M. guitarist Peter Buck celebrates his 60th birthday, and Judd Apatow, producer, writer, director, comedian. What else did I do? Actor.
Just everything.
Smiley guy.
Yeah.
Good man. 49 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We've got time for your phone calls next. Kevin and Bean's What's Good? 1-800-520-1067. What are we looking for today, Bean?
Well, I mean, we're wide open. Comments, questions, problems. You know, we did so well with the Christmas report.
Did you What are you eating?
I'm eating a carrot.
Chris McCourt.
That's on me. I shouldn't have tossed it to you without knowing.
We're talking Chris McCourt.
Exactly. We did so well with the Christmas court yesterday. I feel like Kevin and Bean are pretty good at deciding things. If you've got problems in your life and you need some guidance from wise men.
Let us guide you.
Get help elsewhere.
We're the ones
help
who can tell
you,
how to live your life. That's
just
what I'd
help
say.
Them.
Or something that's in the news or on your radar that you think we ought to be talking about and we're not. We've got room for all of those
things. Why do you have a radar? If that's the case, I would love to talk to someone who actually has a radar.
1-800-520-1067. Your calls on any topic. Kevin and Bean's What's Good coming up next on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 806. Allie, what's the phone number? People want to call. What's the phone number?
1-800-520-1067.
Okay, good.
Everyone's eating. That's what's happening right now. Yes, that is the number. It's time for Kevin Bean's What's Good. You call us right now on any topic. Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up, call up. So we can be down. 1-800-520-1067.
Watch making fruitcake.
Let's go to line one to get us started here. Let's get Mike on the line from Sherman Oaks. We were saying that we are available for advice if you've got a problem in your life. Maybe Kevin and me can help you. And I think that's why Mike is on the phone.
All right. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's good?
Good morning.
So here's this dilemma that we're facing. My wife is being honored at her work this Saturday for some award. I don't know. I think they made it up.
At what time of the day?
So it's at nighttime.
So during acoustic.
Correct.
Okay.
So we said that if production tickets got released this week, that would be a sign that we don't go to the event and we go to acoustic Christmas instead.
Okay.
And sure enough, we got an email today saying that production tickets have been released. So now we don't know what to do.
Well, did you try to buy tickets?
No.
Well, then it's probably a moot point. Because if you got that email and did not act on it, you probably can't get tickets now. So, boom, you're now at your wife's work thing instead.
But wait, is it only your wife being honored or is it a whole group of people? Because that makes a huge difference.
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know.
Have you met your wife?
They're going to announce her name, and then they show the spotlight, and she's not sitting at the seat, or if it's...
Oh, so your wife is wondering whether to go as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're together. Okay.
They're either both at the concert or both at the work. I didn't know if Mike was asking if he should just go to acoustic and just leave his wife stranded. I didn't know exactly what.
Well, I could, but I think I'd be divorced
right.
if I came home.
Right.
By the way.
But it's a pretty good night of music, so.
I think Acoustic Christmas trumps any dumb work event. I really do. I got to be honest. That just may be my dedication to work, but I think Acoustic Christmas, if you can go, you should go because it doesn't come along very often and it could be the only time you ever get to go.
But I do enjoy the fact that you got the message and then did not try to buy them.
Didn't act on it right away.
I like that.
Well, I guess we'll aim for scalper tickets.
All right.
Or something like that.
Well, good luck with your marriage.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Rosemead Line 3, please. This is Gil. He's got a request for us. Hey, Gil, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. What's good?
Hey, good morning, guys. I have an instant request. Last week, you did a segment with the turtles, something about the turtles, and then you played that thing where Allie's moaning and that turtle saying, wow.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, the Allie,
I don't remember that.
The Allie turtle remix.
Nope.
Yes, I need to hear it.
Bean,
no.
Give us the sound of the turtle, because people, I think, would find it hard to believe, unless they've seen the video, that this is actually a turtle.
Yeah, there was a viral video a couple of weeks ago of a couple of turtles doing it, and this is the sound that the one turtle, that on top turtle, says. It just goes on and on like that for, I don't know how long they end up doing it for. The video cuts off after a couple of minutes, but, you know, didn't take long before our listeners said, what could we put that sound together with?
Here you go. Here's your instant request, Gil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Smell it.
Oh, come on,
all right,
Allie.
Gil. Thanks. Oh, Gil, I'm glad that tickled you.
Why do you have to make it ugly, Allie? Come on.
I did
hey,
not.
Hey, Gil, while you're on the phone, did you hear the latest Allie remix?
Oh,
have you,
for the love.
No, but I'd love to.
Gil!
Oh, this is Allie. Believe it or not, you've heard Allie in the Turtle. You've heard Allie in Beer Mug. This is Allie with the great Vin Scully from the Dodgers.
There will be a new day and eventually a new year.
What?
And when the upcoming winter gives way to spring, rest assured, once again, it will be time for Dodger baseball. So this is Vin Scully wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon wherever you may be.
Smell it.
Okay, so there's that one.
But
then there's another one.
Oh, God.
There's another one. Did you hear them call Vin Scully and tell him that he was being honored at the White House?
Yeah, yeah, I heard that.
Okay, so now we have a remix of this Allie and Muggs and Vin. Okay, here we go.
Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, just as good as I remembered it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
There are no words.
No.
I'm so glad I'm starting my diet tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Smell it.
Bye for now.
That hurts my soul.
Allie, you're horrible.
It's awful, Gil.
She is
it's
horrible.
Awful.
Hold on a second. Vin was very happy.
Oh, man.
Isn't that what we all want?
He was.
That's what we all
Absolutely.
Want. Thank you for the call, Gil. We appreciate it, sir. Let's go to Valencia. Line six, I want to say, is going to be Evan again. Somebody reaching out to Kevin Bean for some help. Hey, Evan.
Hey, what's up?
What's good?
First time caller.
Thank you.
So my girlfriend wants to go to Vegas, but she's under 21. I'm also under 21.
Right.
And I'm just trying to tell her, like, all the reasons why she shouldn't go because she turns 21 in, like, 3 months. She's going with her friend because it's her friend's birthday. With a bunch of people I don't know and she doesn't know. And I'm kind of making
Wait a minute. Why is she going to Vegas with a bunch of people she doesn't know?
Are you sure she hasn't been kidnapped?
I don't know. Like, we've been together for 4 years and it's to the point where it's like our relationship might crumble because of this. Because
oh, no.
Really,
What's wrong
know,
with like, you?
Like, I don't know. What do you guys think on that? Is it good for her to go?
Why? Tell me again why she doesn't know the people she's going with.
Because it's her friend's 21st birthday, and her friend is inviting her friend.
Oh, I
she
see.
She doesn't know any of them.
All right.
Are you a little nervous about her going because you're nervous she'll be drinking and something might happen?
Well, the thing is, she'll be drinking, but she can only drink in the hotel room with people she doesn't know.
I got news for you. She's got a fake ID.
No, she doesn't.
That's so funny, because I was assuming that we all understood that she has a fake
Absolutely.
ID.
Absolutely.
No.
What?
No, no fake ID.
Who doesn't have a fake ID?
Evan, apparently.
That's the only one.
Evan, you're a bad match for her.
This is a hard lesson for Evan to learn on the radio. You're living in the 20th century, man. Get with the times.
Wow, step it up.
All right, so the ruling is, should Evan be concerned? Look, his girlfriend can go if she wants to go. Are we cool with her going? Or should she wait, as Evan suggests, until she's 21 so they can go together and enjoy it next year?
I feel like if you trust your girlfriend, you let her do it.
Absolutely.
You don't let her do it. She could do it anyway. Just say, hey, go with my blessing. Hello?
Okay.
That's not going
to
happen.
Not
what
Evan wanted to hear.
That's not the answer Evan wanted.
That's not going to happen at all.
All right, sir. Good luck to you.
Should I let it go? Should I kind of just, like, ease it out? Or should I be like, hey, I'm more than willing to go with her.
No!
I don't think she wants you to go.
You weren't invited, by the way.
Evan, no. The answer is go and have a great time. And she'll appreciate it.
That's what you say to her.
Yes. Okay.
And bang any guys you want. Thank you for calling.
Want to tell you about a little movie called Rogue One.
Taint Wars.
Rogue One.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Oh, it's a Star Wars story.
Star Wars story. Mm-hmm. You can see it in IMAX 3D right now and qualify to win passes for the world premiere of Rogue One, a Star Wars story at the Pantages Theater on December the 10th. Of course, it opens up almost a week after that, but you can see it that early if you call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. Now, you are going to have to earn them. Alan McKay, what kind of listeners are we looking for to call right now to play the game?
We're going to need Star Wars fans that might remember some of the biggest lines of the movie.
And Star Wars fans that need a plus one.
Mostly that.
For Allie.
Mostly me going with you, holding your hand.
Right.
All right. So if you think you remember the dialogue that you fell in love with in the Star Wars films, which films are being covered in the game plan?
We're going to say the big three.
Okay,
we'll
four,
go,
five, six.
Yeah. 1-800-520-1067.
1-800-520-1067. Call now. We'll give you a chance to play the game to win those tickets coming up next on K-Rock.
Dean, I'm surprised that you don't already have your plane tickets to London. Very surprised by this. I'm surprised that you haven't already visited Switzerland.
Tell me why. What's going on?
Well, there's a new cafe that's been opened. Mm-hmm. And it's a BJ cafe.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Don't say excuse me.
Ever.
Ever. Right? Ever. I mean, that just sort of stopped everything. So you go in and you order coffee. Uh-huh. And then a robot.
Oh. What?
It's a robot?
Yes.
Robot sex is my favorite thing in the world. Are you kidding me? Robot sex is the only reason I'm still alive, is waiting for the day when robot sex happens. Well,
this is one of those moments where I'd like to separate myself from Bean. This is Kevin speaking now. Not robots. I enjoy humans.
Yes.
Bean loves the robots.
Yes. Because robots are better than humans, and if I could climb into my TV, send it on HBO, and live in Westworld, I would. Mm.
Didn't you bring us the story, Bean? But it was actually going to be humans that would be giving this gift. But yes. I guess this is the way to get around it.
Both are happening, but a lot of companies have been having trouble finding cities that will, like Amsterdam is where the human BJ Cafe was going to be because it's already legal in Amsterdam.
And in Thailand. They also did. Yeah.
Right. Where I go for 2 weeks every year. So so in London, a place like London, where they're not quite so liberal with their sex laws, boom, they get around that by having robots. So they're the ones who are providing the service there. So no women are harmed. So we wanted to find out more about this. Yeah, we did. So we asked Dave, who could we talk to? And we have the owner of the BJ Cafe, Bradley Charvet, joins us on the phone on K-Rock right now. Hi, Bradley. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello. Good morning. How are you today?
We're good.
We are great. I want to make sure we understand. So in 2017, your place will be open at possibly multiple locations in London. People will come in and be able to get coffee and a BJ for a certain fee.
Yeah, your little friend there on the radio said we were open. We're not open yet.
Not open yet. Okay. Okay.
We're going to be open.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be a special experience for everyone to enjoy.
Okay. I have to ask, what's going on behind you right now?
That is the sound of the robots. They have servos in the robot girls, and it makes the sound of the machinery.
I see.
As they alter their position.
I see. Okay. Well, that is that would be distracting, I would think, if they make that much noise there at the coffee shop.
Oh, so you're not happy with that, but you can always try a woman if that's better.
That's not an option for me.
Not really.
We are still in work to make the cafe. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So nothing is as it will be then now.
Oh, I see. Okay, you're
so
still putting it together.
All things that are happening now in the future will be different.
I see.
Right.
Because
understood.
The future is not now.
Right.
Time is on the travel
I
forward.
See.
And it changes.
Right.
Things.
Right.
So don't be scared.
Okay,
is what
understood.
I'm saying. Yep. Don't listen to things that are meaningless for the bit and say, what is that sound? Why is that going on? And make that something that now has become a thing.
I was just asking.
Let me just ask you a question so we can move along. And
okay.
What does that sound in background?
Wow, you know Bean. That's great.
Okay, here's the question. Here's the legitimate question I have
good,
for you, Brad.
Finally.
And that is
up.
What about the privacy factor? If I'm going in there and sitting down and having the coffee and service, how is that going to work with all the other customers at the same time?
All right. Here's how it works. The cafe, which will be known as the Brew and Blue, there'll be two options for you. You can sit at the bar, and the beautiful robot lady will be beneath the bar.
I see.
Or we'll have a partition area for you fellows with the tiny weenie who are embarrassed.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
Me, myself, I'd be like, oh, look here what I have now in my pants. Oh, look, it is a trouser python. Everyone be jealous, but other people are like, oh, I must hide my teeny tiny thing.
Okay, well, I don't think we can draw that conclusion. Mm. Can we pick what the robot looks like?
There will be a selection of lovely ladies available for you to choose from. And you can then get a cafe Americano or espresso. Perhaps they're prune Danish. pastry of some kind. And then while you're enjoying your pastry and your coffee, you can also enjoy getting your morning started with a little jump start, having your brake lines bled.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So multitasking. I got it.
Now, are you training the robots?
No, we're just saying. We're not going to program them or anything. We're just going to let them run free.
Just jump?
They're going to be free-range robots. Just run around doing whatever comes naturally for them.
I'd like to withdraw the question.
It's like National Geographic with you two. All the important questions you're asking about what's happening. I am with a robot girl now while I'm on the phone with you.
Oh, you're kidding.
Testing out the merchandise.
I hope she's been trained.
She has been trained. Okay, training good. Her as we speak. I have a biscuit and a whip and a dog collar and I'm training her. Nice. And I'm telling you, you will be so happy with the product here at the Brew and Blue that you will not... Ow!
Oh, no.
That doesn't sound like it's going well.
What's happening?
Oh, boy. Holy boy, daddy's pain.
What happened, Bradley?
I have never experienced before.
Mm. What's going on?
That is a bad place to put the gear shift right there. That's not good for me. Ow! Robot mouths are too strong. That's what I'm finding out now. Okay. This was a horrible idea. Oh, I should have trained them better.
See? That's my point.
So if you've been loving Star Wars your whole life to the point where you've memorized the movies and people have made fun of you because you're a big dork, now's your chance to shine because you're going to use that knowledge. You're going to win tickets to go see Rogue One. This is beautiful, right?
Ellie, what's this game?
It makes
this is a story of redemption.
It truly is, Bean. Thank you for crystallizing that. What you're going to hear is some dialogue from one of the movies. I'll give a brief description at the beginning. Then you're going to hear the dialogue. As soon as it ends, you give me that next line. So it's essentially finish the line.
You want to see the movie? Finish the line, you win bigly. Come on now, it's easy. You can win for cheesy. Finish the line, and you win this time. Okay, win the tickets. Finish the line, and you win this time. Just finish the line. Finish the line, and you win this time. Okay, here we go. Finish the line, and you win this time.
Ow! All right, first of all, we are your show for the Red Hot Harry Belafonte references.
Right?
Second of all, today we're playing for a pair of passes to Rogue One, a Star Wars story in IMAX 3D. Plus, everyone who wins this morning on the Kevin Bean Show will have three big winners here, qualifies to win passes to the world premiere at Rogue One, a Star Wars story at the Pantages Theater on December 10th with the stars. All right, Alan McKay, let's meet our first contestant and see how it goes.
All right, we have Manny and La Puente. Hi, Manny.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. You ready to
finish the line and you win this time?
All right, Manny, this is from The Empire Strikes Back. It was when Luke was having some issues mastering the Force, so he was trying to give it a try, and these were wise words spoken as only Yoda can.
Always with you, what cannot be done. Hear you nothing that I say. You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No, try not. Do or do not.
What's the next one?
There is no try. There is no try.
I mean, look at that.
Well
uncanny.
Done. And did the voice, too.
By the way, right. That's a good idea. Let's have him do the voice as well.
That
from now
is
on.
Smart. Okay.
You're in the drawing. Hang on, Manny. Let's go to Daniel in La Puente. Hi, Daniel.
How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
All right, Daniel. You'll remember the scene. It was from Star Wars, A New Hope. Luke was disguised, and he enters Princess Leia's detention cell.
A little short.
That is. That was a little short.
Aren't you a little short? What's the next line? He was disguised.
For a stormtrooper?
Yes!
Nice!
For a stormtrooper?
That was an unusually short clue.
Wow. But Daniel nailed it, and he's in the drawing. Well done, sir.
Good.
That's amazing. We gave him a one-second clue.
That was real short.
Daniel in Burbank, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
All right, Daniel. In A New Hope, Darth Vader is taunting Obi-Wan, his Jedi teacher and former friend, just before he kills him.
Spoiler alert.
I think people have seen these movies.
For the love of God.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner.
Oh, I got nothing.
When I left you, I was but the learner.
Now I am the master?
Yes!
Now I am the master.
Wow.
Who thought he was going to pull that out?
None of
Nobody.
Us.
Nobody.
Wow, well
wow.
done.
All
three
right.
Three
for three. Got some real Star Wars geeks here, Allie.
Let's go to Steve, who is calling us from Arleta. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Steve, this is quite possibly the most misquoted line in all of cinema. Please get it right. Do not get this wrong.
I made this mistake yesterday, and Allie almost beat me up.
It is from The Empire Strikes Back.
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No.
Oh, God bless you. Yes.
I am your father.
Everybody misquotes it by saying, Luke, I am your father.
Luke, I am your father. There's no Luke. It's understood. He's right there.
All right. Take it easy.
I get so angry.
Congratulations, Steve.
You yell at the play it again, Sam, people.
I really do.
Wrong.
I really do.
All right. So far, four for four.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not bad. Let's go to Ethan in Orange. Hi, Ethan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, no pressure, but four for four.
Yeah.
All right, let's try it.
All right, this is from Empire Strikes Back, and it's a typical scene between Princess Leia and Han Solo flirting.
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking...
Nerf herder.
Yes! Nerf herder!
Nicely done.
I mean,
what's happening? We've got five for five.
This is impressive.
Somebody's really going to enjoy Rogue One. One of our winners is going to be so happy today.
All right, Zachary, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
We are good.
All right, I feel good about this one. It's from Star Wars, and it's Obi-Wan talking to Luke about a spaceport that they're looking down on.
Mos Eisley's spaceport. You will never find a more wretched hive.
Wow, I got nothing on that one.
You will never find a more wretched hive of...
scum and villainy.
Yeah, still nothing. Sorry. You lose, sir. You get nothing.
Take it easy.
Sorry, Zachary.
All right. We got time for one more.
All right. Let's go to Scott in Mar Vista. Hi, Scott.
Hello, guys.
Welcome to the show.
All right. Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, Empire Strikes Back. This is it's a very popular quote, and I feel good about you getting it, Scott.
Impressive.
Okay. Most impressive. Obi-Wan has taught you well. You have controlled your fear. Now, release your anger.
What's the next line?
Now, release your anger. And take your place on my side?
Only your hatred can destroy me.
Okay, but nice try, Scott. Thank you very much for playing anyway.
Really? Not one more?
That was all right.
Just one more.
Really?
One. It's to me, it's the easiest one. It's the easiest one.
Okay.
It's the easiest one.
All right, one more.
Stop the drums. Here we go.
Dan?
Dan and Rancho Santa Margarita. Hi.
How you doing?
Dan, do not make me regret this. All right?
Okay.
So
finish the line, and you win this time.
Han Solo, about to be encased in carbonite, sent to Jabba the Hutt. Leia finally builds up enough courage to say this, and his response is...
I love you.
I love you.
And he says what?
I love you.
No, he says I know! It's one of the best lines!
I know. Allie has pillows with that at home. That's why she's so personally angered.
It would suck if he was like, oh, I love you too, Leia. No! He says I know, and then he's in carbonite.
Allie,
you're like,
Allie,
no!
Take it easy.
How are you feeling about Dan right now?
Wow.
So mad at Dan.
You made us talk to him, by the way.
Yeah, you did, as a matter of fact. I tried to cut before we got to Dan, because Dan is awful.
I see not.
Ethan is in the drawing, as is Steve, and two Daniels, plus a Manny. Unfortunately, we got five qualifiers, only three winners.
Right.
Chip, you're doing the honors this hour. Who is going to see Rogue One in 3D?
It is Daniel M. on line two.
And two other people.
Oh, two other people.
I thought you were paying attention to the game,
too. No, I was not paying attention. Manny and other Daniel.
So two Daniels and a Manny. Congratulations. You're also at the grand prize drawing to see the world premiere of Rogue One, A Star Wars Story at the Pantages Theater on December 10th. Thanks for playing Finish the Line.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:55.
The great Louis Black joins us next half hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. And yet more tickets for you to be with us on the floor at the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016 shows this weekend. Keep listening for your chance to win. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Louis Black is the king
of
everything.
Okay.
Of life.
Okay. All right.
Louis Black is what happens when a reasonably sane person tries to pay attention to what's happening in the world. There is only one reaction. And that reaction is rage.
Rage.
He is my personal Lord and Savior.
He does that better than anyone on the planet.
He is the funniest, angriest man. If you've never seen him live, by the way, you are missing out. I've seen him twice. And as good as he has been on The Daily Show, and if you watch his comedy specials, there's something about the live experience, watching him get apoplectic right in front of your eyes.
Almost explode.
It's freaking cathartic. He speaks for you in a way that you walk out of the place going, oh, I feel so much better now. I feel like all the tension has been pulled from my body. It's like an emotional massage.
But don't you feel like his heart will explode at some point and he'll die young?
He will
see how Bean can turn anything bad?
Of course, yeah. But I think, you know, he will have died for our sins.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking at.
All right.
He will sacrifice himself for the better good.
Sure that I put him on that level.
Your Lord and Savior.
There's a hero. You know, as a hero, you're in the front lines, man. You're sticking your head out of the foxhole.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Well,
I'm excited to catch up with Lou. It's been a while since we've had him on.
Yeah. Not as excited as we're for Joe Buck, but you'll be excited.
Hey, Joe Buck was a lot of fun.
That was great.
That was a good interview, Ralph. And by the way, he makes fun of himself every bit as much as you do, so you should
he was fine.
Oh, it was us?
Your hair's the least interesting part about you, Joe Buck.
Well, it's ridiculous to almost die getting surgery over something as inconsequential as your hair.
Who said that? You're the best person for the job. You should never be. I never should have said that to you, Joe Buck.
I was deeply offended. I really was.
And your hair's great. Offended. What? You're fine just the way you are, Joe Buck.
Someone said, for folks who didn't listen, someone said
folks
to him.
Folks who didn't listen, consider yourself lucky.
Someone said to him, I'm going to have to fire you if you don't grow more hair. What? That's a crazy thing to say to a person.
Do you have any idea what women go through every single day on television?
But women are easily replaceable. There's always another hot chick to put on TV. I'm talking about man
piece
stuff.
Of work.
You're talking about man stuff, all right?
Yeah. Stop making that motion.
Your
please.
Hair's the least interesting thing.
I think you're a good announcer.
I'm the only one who enjoyed it.
No, I enjoyed
it
a lot.
Great.
No one enjoyed him quite the way you did,
right.
Bean.
I didn't have release.
Oh my God!
What?
Ew. That wasn't a carrot.
Sweet baby James. All right, now I'm out of time.
Why do some people tune out?
Oh, not tuning out on that, son. I'm out of time. I'm going to give you a quick hit on the Grammy nominations. That's the big showbiz story today. Here's your big categories, your general field, as
live,
it's known.
Live, local, late-breaking.
By the way, a lot of people are saying some people are going to be apoplectic that they weren't included in the general field, which is the big ones, you know, the song of the year, album of the year, that kind of thing. Not one Kanye nomination. But...
Oh.
Wow.
If he wasn't
he got a
nuts.
Lot of nominations, but again, they snubbed him for the general categories.
If he
huh?
wasn't nuts before, he will be now.
He's going to go back to the hospital.
Yeah.
What's the point of thinking?
He's going to lose it. Where's that paper? There's a paper here someplace that's got the...
I don't feel like any of us can answer that.
No, I mean, I'm losing the first page, which has all those big nominations that I wanted to do. I cannot find it here, so look it up, people. That's my answer. Oh, here we go. Sorry. Album of the Year, Adele, 25, Lemonade. Beyonce, Purpose, Justin Bieber. Views by Drake, A Sailor's Guide to the Earth, Sturgill Simpson. Those are the big albums. Record of the Year, Hello, Formation, 7 Years, Work, and Stressed Out by 21 Pilots. Song of the Year, Formation, Hello, I Took a Pill in Ibiza, Love Yourself, and 7 Years. So those are your big That's Record of Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year. Those are your big nominations.
A lot of the country is going to be furious to see Formation being nominated for this because a lot of people think that's a big anti-police song. And
yeah. Yeah.
It's not like Americans to be angry at each other, though, so we're good.
Did you see in New York City a female Muslim NYPD NYPD officer was victim of a hate crime?
No.
An anti-Muslim hate crime. Her and her son. In New York, and I was thinking,
wow,
oh my God, everyone's going to be unhappy with this. Because when they report the news, the people who support, the people who say, oh, there's Muslim hate crimes, they're being blown out of proportion. And then the people who say, oh, those crimes against the police, they're being blown out of proportion. Here's a Muslim cop. Can this be the incident that unites us all, saying there's too much hate in the world right now? Could it be?
Yeah, he accused her of being a part of ISIS and told her to go back to her country.
Called her an ISIS C-word.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to your country. By the way, she was born and raised in America and is a New York City police officer.
Yeah, she's an American. Wow.
Putting her life down on the line.
And was recently awarded for running into a burning building to save people and babies and bring them out. No big deal. Just an American hero.
That's all.
No big deal.
Good times.
Bumming us out, man.
Way to go, Ralph.
Sorry.
Thanks, Obama. Right?
Right.
Thanks, Joe Buck.
Can't wait till he's gone. See what Buck did? Blame Buck. Hashtag blame Buck. Oh, I'm so going to tweet that. Speaking of Bucks, Peter Buck, the good one from REM. He is 60 years old today.
They're both and good ones.
He's saying the good one from REM.
Your hair is the best thing about you. Can I lick your bald spot?
I didn't say that.
Producer Judd Apatow is 49 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So when I look, a lot of people were shocked by the results of Election Day a few weeks ago.
Right.
A lot of people we knew were going to have trouble going forward. How am I going to survive the next 4 years? The one man I wasn't worried about was the great Louis Black, comedian and author and actor Louis Black, because I thought he's a guy who's so easygoing. I mean, bad stuff just washes over him like water over a duck.
He's too chill.
That's what a lot of people say about Louis Black, because he's so mellow. He's going to be in town this Saturday night at the Orpheum, by the way. Lou is bringing his Emperor's New Clothes, the Naked Truth Tour, to town. There's just a few tickets left, so this is a heads up. Do not miss the great Louis Black on stage at the Orpheum, and he joins us back on the Kevin Abede Show on K-Rock right now. Hey, Lou.
Hi, guys.
How you been?
Oh, it's been great.
Welcome really, to our new America.
Well, it's just a readjustment. I learned how to, I coped with LSD the first few times I took it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I learned how to deal with that reality. I'll learn how to deal with this reality. It's all a new one. It's literally an alternative reality, and we're going to see if this works, according to my mother.
So, Lou,
let's try it this way, okay?
Tell me about election night. Were you at your house with some people over? Were you at a party? Where were you as the results were coming in?
I was looking for a heroin dealer.
All right. Okay.
As soon as I saw the first few results, I just went in search of it. No, I was at this local bar that the West Bank in New York that I hang out with, and a whole bunch of people I know kind of gather there, and it was like the episode after Cheers ended, and they're just lying drunk at the bar. And there's no discussion of anything, and there's a lot of weeping, and people wondering if they're going to get a check next week or not.
When it started to creep into your mind that this wasn't how I thought it was going to go, and the man is actually going to win, how did you feel?
Well, you see, I live in New York, which is a different thing. So he's been my neighbor on a certain level for 40 years.
Right.
Okay? I didn't like him as a neighbor.
Okay.
He's an obnoxious neighbor.
Right.
He's the last guy that I would elect. Let's say you're in let's say for those of you out there in a suburban community, and you had somebody, the head of the community board.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you got to elect him. This is the last person on earth you're going to elect to run your community board.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because he's a jackass of a neighbor.
Right.
I mean, seriously. In your face, look at me. Really? I mean, I'm in New York. I'm surrounded by egomaniacs. and he was the biggest. It's almost impossible. And he's built somebody, you know, he's a builder. Come look at the buildings, you schmucks. Instead of coming down there and looking at that idiotic tree that we got down there, you know, in Rockefeller Center, so people can come from the United States who have trees to look at our tree. Go look at the buildings he's built and say would you want them around your city. Ugly.
Okay, sir.
It's awful.
Lewis, did you ever think that you would look back on George W. Bush as the good old days?
Oh, you start to think, wow, you know, at least he knew Robert's Rules of Order. and then I just said that, and there's thousands of people who listen to your show have no idea what I just said.
Well, unfortunately, that is true. Now, your stand-up, and we've all been lucky enough to see you, Lou, is not – I don't want people to misunderstand. It's not all about politics. You've got a lot of things in life that you have, you know, your unique comment on. But is going forward now, does it feel different for you when you take the stage? Do you feel like you're carrying a torch here and you're the spokesperson for the little guy and you've got a mission now, or no? Are you moving away from that because you've lost?
No, I feel like I'm going to be torched.
You're going to be torched? That's possible.
No.
Oh, no. We're losing Lou now.
You all right?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What did he put in your drink?
No, I just went down the wrong pipe.
Okay.
in a desperate attempt on my part to end it all.
So, would you mind not doing it while on the phone with us?
Yeah, we don't want to take the blame for killing Lou Black.
I see it as I don't see it as fighting for the little guy. I just see it as, like, you know, it's you know, somebody's got to be the adult, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see it as. I just see it as I'm a guy who's really in this kind of a big sandbox, and a lot of people are wandering around pooping in it. And somebody's got to say, stop.
Okay.
Stop.
That's fair enough.
I didn't, you know, and it's not like I felt like, oh, boy, I want Hillary. I didn't want Hillary either.
Yeah, I know you're no fan of hers.
60% of the American people didn't either of them.
What kind
of an idiot, what kind of democracy does that? Boy, let's
you know,
pick somebody we don't like.
That is weird.
That's a big, big question that I think history will look back on and wonder why, in a great country like America with so many smart people, we couldn't find people that we liked to vote for. I think that's going to be a question that will be hanging over us for a long time.
Question that I'm going to be asking myself for a long time is, why didn't I run? They were just going to give it away.
I would have voted for you in a second.
Yeah, and I'd have gotten that. Today he's yelling that he doesn't want that plane. I'd have ordered three of those planes.
Yeah, if you missed it, Donald Trump on Twitter is trying to cancel the Boeing account to build Air Force One because he thinks it's too expensive. And that's just something he just off the top of his head just decided to just put out there without a lot of consideration.
You don't go, you know what you don't get to do? You don't get to do your announcements through Twitter. You take that phone away from him.
Okay? Well.
Because everybody doesn't have Twitter. Well, why don't you just make the announcement, oh, today I'm just going to talk to the Protestants. You're talking to a group of people who have that account. That's ridiculous.
Well, it does get reported, though. If he tweets something, it does end up on CNN within 45 seconds. You know that.
Well, yeah, of course. I don't care.
Okay. All right.
Care.
Fair enough. All right.
You go and you stand in front of us and you say it aloud so that we can look at you and have it come out your mouth.
And everybody else, stop pooping in the sand.
That's right.
To
that's the takeaway. Stop pooping in the sandbox.
Twitter is the morning announcement, okay? We're not in high school. It's got a little box with, you know, today at lunch we're going to have pea soup for the 13th time.
As you can see, Lewis Black has a lot of thoughts on a lot of things, and you can see him live and in person. The best way to experience Mr. Black at the Orpheum Theater this Saturday night at 8 p.m. Tickets start at under $40. There are just a few left. The show is all ages. We couldn't recommend anything more. Lewis, we love you. Thank you so much for coming on the Kevin Beach Show. Great to catch up with you. Let's do it again soon.
Well, that was great, guys. Always a pleasure, and I miss you.
Take care. Appreciate it.
Hey! Nice.
Yeah.
Damn right.
I'll allow it. Sure.
Damn right you will.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 945. I wanted to mention quickly our final event for Friends and Helpers, the charity that my wife and I run for abused women and children, is today at the Toyota Sports Complex, which is the LA Kings practice facility in El Segundo. And we're doing a toy drive, so we would like you to drop off new unwrapped toys. for children. And we're trying to get 500 more toys.
Wow.
And I said to her, I said, hey, let's pull back on the reins a bit. Let's not shoot for so much.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
Yeah.
I hope that's true.
Easily, you're going to get
it. I hope that's true. Luke Robitaille will be there from, of course, the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Everyone bring a toy.
Not how he talks.
All kinds of unwrapped toys for the kids to play with.
He doesn't talk like that at all.
I love to have all the happy times at Christmas under the tree.
That's not how he talks
at
all.
Maybe you can bring a hockey stick or a puck for them to play with.
Bailey, some of the ice crew will be there.
Bailey,
don't
lion.
You start.
Oh, that
don't
son
you
start. Of a bitch. I'll be there then. They'll be there. I'll be there.
What's wrong with that freaking lion?
They had some beef last year. We had a Twitter beef that was going on.
We had a beef.
Pretty serious.
Yeah. We're also looking for gift certificates for food, or you could bring gift certificates. Could I say that again? Gift certificates for Target or Toys R Us or any of that, or you could donate online at friendsandhelpers.org. And just announced, Chip is going to match everybody that donates today. Anytime today.
That's
so nice.
Dollar for dollar, toy for toy?
That's right.
That's spectacular.
That's really nice of you, Chip. It's Friends and Helpers. Awesome.
All the color has trained from Chip's
.org, and we will see you this afternoon.
Where is it again?
It is at the Toyota Sports Complex. This is where the LA Kings practice, and El Segundo at 555 North Nash.
Hey, Kevin, if I can't get down there today, though, is there any way for me to donate online through a website?
I feel like I just said that.
Do it again.
Friendsandhelpers.org is where you can. And that's where Chip's going to match.
Oh, that's great.
Right, so that's good news. Ralph is here now for a final look at the Showbiz Beat.
Speaking of kids, happy birthday to my favorite, my best, my BFF, the greatest holiday special on television now, then, and forever. Today is the 52nd birthday of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yay!
I thought you were going to say Peanuts.
Oh.
Yeah, Charlie Brown Christmas, obviously.
That's what I wiped my ass with that. The television special premiered 52 years ago today.
That's a big anniversary.
And it is...
52nd is a good one.
52, that's the one you look forward to.
It has nothing to do with the anniversary. It has to do with it being the best Christmas special ever on television. And 52 years ago on this very day, it premiered in primetime on NBC, and it deserves a mention and love, and you should watch it with your kids. And I just watched it with mine this week, as a matter of fact.
Is that the one with Timmy the dentist?
Oh, sweet Lord, you die.
And that's the one with the Island of Misfit Toys.
It's Hermie, not Timmy the dentist.
Timmy?
I don't know who
okay.
Timmy is. But is you know it, who's not? The dentist in Rudolph. Ugh.
Is it the one with the abominable snowman?
It is. The abominable snow monster.
Mm-hmm.
Bumbles bounce! Yukon Cornelius?
Mm-hmm.
Looking for silver and gold? Nothing.
I want to be a dentist.
Timmy.
Hermie.
Okay.
Ah! Hermie! You're an elf. Make some toys.
I don't want to make toys. I want to be a dentist. Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. You can't fire me. I quit. Why don't I fit in?
I love Timmy.
And Rudolph.
Timmy!
They won't let him play in the reindeer games. Mm-hmm. He's a misfit, so they go off together.
Hey, Ralph, we've all seen this.
They end up on the Island of Misfit Toys.
Right.
Uh-huh. We're on the Island of Misfit Toys.
Right, we've all seen this.
King Moonracer, you cannot stay here. This island is for toys.
Whoops, wrong timer.
People need to face their problems.
Right.
And then Santa Claus comes back, bitches, picks up the toys. Like Charlie in a box.
Right, we've all seen
this. Nobody wants to play with a Charlie in the box.
We've seen this 52 years,
and
Ralph.
Santa, well, you know what you didn't see in the first year? Smartass?
No, I don't, because I wasn't there for the first
year. You didn't see Santa coming back to the Island Misfit Toys and delivering the toys. In the very first edition of the special, aired 52 years ago, they didn't go back for the toys. And people were watching the show and said, that is some BS, Santa.
Yeah.
How about a little love for the Island of Misfit Toys that you promised, Rudolph, you were going to bring Santa back.
Oh, sorry.
So they Time's went up. Back and they shot additional footage. And then in the next year and every year then on, you see Santa Claus picking up the toys and delivering the kids for Christmas.
Hadn't Timmy grown up since then? How'd they reshoot
I'm
that?
I'm going to stick Timmy.
Where?
In a place that you won't like. So happy birthday, Rudolph. Best. It's the best, best Christmas special.
Well, that's very nice, Ralph. It's wonderful to hear your story. I wonder if anyone else cares.
We're not going to let Rudolph play in any more reindeer games.
Why do some people tune out?
She thinks I'm cute.
I've watched this all day.
My one-night show, Rudolph. Hey, speaking of television news, this is pretty cool. I'm already excited, and I haven't seen a lick of it. ABC has just picked up a pilot comedy about two people, a man and a woman, who are polar opposite political pundits, who then fall in love, and despite all odds, form a family, joining their two families, and a work partnership as well. It's basically the Carville...
Madeline
story.
I need some more politics in my life. I know that.
It's a comedy starring Felicity Huffman and Courtney B. Vance as the two leads.
Okay, that changes things.
It changes
everything.
First of all, the premise is brilliant, Kevin, despite you hating news.
That changes everything, though. I like that.
But to put them in it?
Agreed.
It's already on my DVR.
And plus,
they haven't filmed the pilot yet. I wish you would play Timmy less.
Timmy!
I guess I got what I deserved. Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, congratulations, Jimmy. He revealed last night on his show that not only is he going to host the Oscars, but he's got another baby on the way with his wife, Molly.
So, wow.
Congratulations to the Kimmels.
Wow.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Peter Buck, the good Buck. He is 60 years old today.
Joe Buck
from
is
REM.
Also a good Buck.
I wasn't even...
What are you talking about, Bean?
Oh, it made it sound like you were...
I was talking about Comet, who wouldn't let Rudolph play in all the reindeer games.
Oh,
he was a bad buck. Not a good buck.
Yeah.
But Clarice, she was a great doe. And hot, right? Clarice the doe?
I mean...
I like your nose. Boom. With that bow on her head, right?
Why do some people tune out?
Peter Buck is 60 years old today, and Judd Apatow, producer, writer, director, actor, comedian... 49 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her out to SoCal. Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home at 5 p.m. today on the world-famous K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have, of course, because it's Wednesday, we have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
We have your tickets for Rogue One, a Star Wars story. We have your tickets for both nights on the floor of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. And
have a holly jolly Christmas.
As it gets near the end of the year, we start looking back, and we're going to do
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
We're going to do the top 10.
How come I can sing while you're talking and focus, and you can't talk while I'm singing?
Well, I feel like it's too much noise. It's distracting.
Is that what it is?
Top 10.
You were right on. Your theme, stream of thought was fine.
Thank you, Ralph.
Okay.
Thank you for noticing
My
that.
Bad.
And also tomorrow. Also tomorrow, the top 10 moments with, which I'm looking forward to, and I hope I'm not all of them. That's tomorrow morning on an all-new show.